rap game changed with one nation. Jews aim and slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
What's going on, pal?
What's the word?
Not a whole lot.
True.
Yeah, that's that. Mm. How, did you do all the graduation stuff already?
I did. Graduation stuff is done. The Memorial Day stuff has not yet started. So
okay.
Halfway done.
Is this the same nephew who deleted everything off your PlayStation?
Yes, that's him. The very same.
And you still talk to him. Wow.
Listen, you talk about I'm setting him up for the long con. He thinks it's all water under the bridge. Okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
See you when you're 24, pal.
Yeah, that's the thing. It had, like, 16th birthday, too obvious, 18th, like, I'm just out of nowhere. But you're going to turn 22, and I'm just going to punch him, like, in the stomach just as hard as I physically can.
Run his pockets? Yeah, you have to.
And just be like, we're even.
That was 20 years ago. Doesn't matter.
They don't even make PlayStation. Sony went under. Don't care.
Yeah, probably because I refused to rebuy those games. You ever think about that?
Mm-hmm. What's the word with you? How's Memorial Day weekend treating you?
I just went outside for the first time. Mm. Started raining immediately. Felt like that was a pretty good sign I was making the right choice.
Damn, Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm. I've been tearing my ass off.
Sure.
Just been tearing.
Incorrectly, some would say.
I haven't heard anyone, not in my mentions.
No, I'm saying it right now.
Which did you have the biggest gripe with?
Well, Thanksgiving and Halloween, that's just incorrect.
Yeah, I knew you'd, yeah.
Yeah.
We've had that conversation a trillion times.
It's Halloween doesn't even have a case, man. Easter don't even, either.
It's really. The same. Easter's the same holiday as Thanksgiving. A brown guy, at least one, died hundreds of years ago. Then you have ham. Like, I get it.
Listen, that's the story of everything. So it's either all the holidays or none of the holidays. Easter stinks.
No one died for Christmas to get rolling.
Yeah, to be born to die. Checkmate.
That's not how that works.
Okay.
Listen, Santa's been running up the scoreboard. He's got Father Time in his back pocket.
Santa's America, man. He think he's still number one. He's like a second-tier country now.
No, that's not true.
Yeah,
Santa. It's true about America. Santa's fine. Santa's never been stronger.
Okay. Boy, oh boy. 2006 bullet points.
Listen, has he had peaks in the past? Of course. He's like Brady. Peaks and valleys.
Yeah, but the peaks were 30 years ago. He's a Marino. He had a good run.
When the coverage was, they loosened up the coverage and the timing was off.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's still living on yesteryear. It's like, nobody's done this since Mahomes. It's like, well, Mahomes would pass circles around you, old man. You had your day, but that day is no more.
Listen, people don't like to talk about the game. He got bailed out by Rudolph. I think that it's on the record is all I'm saying.
Yeah, so him having his own tier, that's no good.
What other,
C is also way too high for New Year.
I just didn't want to make another, what's it called? Another, like, layer. I just wanted to fill that one out. I just put all the drinking holidays together.
They're all drinking holidays, so they should all be on one line.
The other ones have something else to go with it. Though, like, Valentine's Day, I would put a tier below St. Patrick's Day and New Year's.
I put Happy New Year's at the bottom. Actually, I put St. Patrick. It don't even feel like a holiday to me, honestly.
Oh, that's racist, but go on.
Yeah, how's it feel?
Pretty good on this side of the day. Is this what you guys been dealing with all these years?
Yeah, be like, this ain't bad. Yeah. I'm going to go down to the pier and yell at some immigrants.
I got Ellis Island in my sights. I could go shake my fist.
I just get there and be like, welcome to, say, some country that's not America. And they'll be like, eh, we'll roll the dice. Now, New Year's should be like Z. Patrick's Day, not applicable. Valentine's. Valentine's is one of those, like, if you're not in a relationship, it doesn't exist. They don't even feel like a holiday.
I'm sure there's a decent list of people who, even not in a relationship, find out to be a terrible day.
Well, that's their business. I'm talking right now. When they get the microphone, they can spew their hatred.
You're not wrong.
Easter, mid, 4th of July is elite.
4th of July. See, 4th of July, I remember a few years ago I said 4th of July is Thanksgiving, but with better food and better weather.
I mean, it's elite. I agree.
But, I mean, going into that tiering, I knew Thanksgiving people were going to be the maddest, and sure enough.
Yeah, nah, that it's just incorrect. Halloween's for the kids, man. We're grown now.
To me, it's just like the whole month of October. The colors
goddamn, man. If you just
I mean, Christmas. No, I'm saying Halloween just takes over October. Like, it just planted its flag and it said, "Hey, I'm the last day of the month, but you're gonna see my candy on the shelves in September, pal. Like, I'm here for the long haul." Halloween might have like the longest runway of any of the holidays.
And it's still wet.
I don't know. In the eternal words of Bill Belichick, it's candy and costumes. What's not to like?
It's not better than Thanksgiving. The violent crime shoots up on Halloween. Much less blackface on other holidays. Not a big on Halloween.
You've never spent Christmas at my house, it seems.
In Boston?
What about? Was this the only tear you didn't care for? The bird tier I nailed.
The witch, let me see. Yeah, Christmas considerably better than Halloween, and that's saying something.
I don't disagree. I tiered primates.
Was the birds before or after holidays?
Yeah, that was the first one I did today.
Here we go. What's S, like star, superstar, what is it?
Yeah, I think it means like superior. I don't really know. I understand the A through D, and this is before all them, so I just made that like, I don't know. I saw it's British, whatever this is.
Swans look too good to be a D.
Yeah, but they're basically just pretty geese.
Yeah, but they're pretty. That's the point.
I know, but they're just assholes.
What pretty person's not an asshole? That's the point. They're at least a B.
Listen, I get it. No. And they hang around with geese, so you're judged by the company you keep. D.
Turkey? I'm surprised you've got turkey this high.
Listen, turkey would be higher if it didn't have that attachment to Thanksgiving.
Who put it there? Not me. I'll eat it when the winter. Like, like you said with pie.
I'm not saying you can't eat turkey. I'm just saying, much like swans with geese, turkey. Like, turkey was near S until I remembered its association with Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but you're wrong about Thanksgiving, though, so that's at least an A. Owls, yeah, undecided wrong. Since Mush, the whole...
No,
Mush
Owls definitely used to be an S until Mush dominated that one.
That's what I'm saying. A even feels a little too high. I'd put them C, pending.
I think I've got Woodpecker too low.
Yeah, well, I was just looking at that. Woodpecker's way too low. Ostrich too high. The big ugly duck beside chicken is too high.
No, that guy. Listen, that's the type of guy you don't want you don't want him to find out you've been talking gruff behind his back.
I'd throw him off a train. Everything else looks accurate.
Okay.
Wait, where peacock's too low? I get it's cliche, but they're just too low.
Did you see that scathing review of a peacock by one tweeter?
No. Did it talk about how fire they look? Because if it didn't, I didn't read it.
Let me see. He said, this comes from NAYS_Anthony. He said, I'm sorry, can't agree with you on peacocks. One lives behind my house and squawks at all hours of the day and sounds like a fucking velociraptor. Low tier for me. Its feathers can't make up for its level of obnoxiousness. It's like a model that burps in your face every minute. I mean, if you're not going to hear a worse review of peacocks today, I guarantee it.
Listen, somebody punk you and that's their fault? Somebody move into your block and squawk all hours and it's their fault? Is that what this is? Gentrification? Wow. Yeah.
Go wring his neck.
Yeah. Where, what's it? You know where he's at. He tell you where he's at. Go make a coat out of him. You won't.
From what I've been told, the entire Tampa region has been flooded with peacocks.
Oh, no, they're deep down there.
I didn't realize that.
Also, outside of, like, it's a strong one, but outside of Fruit Loops, what does Toucan Sam got going for him?
I like that their beaks are roughly as long as their entire body. It's funny to me.
Okay. What's the one beside it?
I don't know, but his hair is fire.
It's not a...
A car, perhaps?
Perhaps. I'm bad association with Patrick. I gotta bump that one down.
Okay.
Everything else looks fair.
No, it's not a macaw. It's not a macaw at all.
So what is it? Is this just a... Legumes?
No, beans, yeah. This Mick was tearing beans.
Green beans too low. That's really all I've got there.
You put green beans on A?
I would.
Okay, I saw some people push them down to D, and I blocked them all.
No, that's a bad take. I don't. The bottom white beans are like Tic Tacs. I don't can't call them.
Yeah, those Klonopins perhaps. I don't know.
Then the S. I'm trying to. Yeah, holidays. It's too light.
Hell, we need more holidays. Like
Memorial Day is better than Halloween.
I like Memorial Day.
That's what I'm saying. Like Memorial Day is not here. I'd put that above Halloween.
Listen, I didn't make the tier. I just filled it out.
Maybe you should have. You don't get no time off for Halloween.
See, I disagree. I'm like listening. The day of Halloween, no one's doing. Like, you get jobbed if it's on a weekend, I'd argue, because the day of Halloween, if it's one of the 5 days of the week, you'd all know them. Mm-hmm. People just don't do anything at all. And then the day after, also the same, because people are recovering from the night before. It's a joyous, and especially Halloween if you're in college. I know that's only a 4-year window, but Halloween when you're in college is it might be the best holiday.
Meh. Nah, because here's the thing. For Memorial Day, you get a guaranteed 3 days, and nobody's working the day or before after that. Thanksgiving, you get a guaranteed 4. Nobody's working the day, so it ain't holding up.
Oh, unless you – listen, friend, the entire retail industry work on the Friday.
Listen, they work on all these days, 24 hours. So that's just – Christmas, they work up, open at 4 a.m., so.
I've worked all
Labor
of these
Day better than Halloween because you don't do no labor.
If Damashek were here, he'd yell at you and blast you with a cudgel. He thinks Labor Day is a scam.
I'm fine. He'd have to tell me why Labor Day is slick, just a spicy Memorial Day.
No, it's pumpkin spice Memorial Day.
Yeah. We just got to get Columbus Day. Once they change Columbus Day to something fitting, Columbus Day might be the GOAT. It's one of those like, oh boy. And a lot of places, well, I guess it might be winter in a lot of places. People are like, October's the last time before our weather gets terrible. And I'm like, I know. I might dip below 81.
Yeah, and Columbus Day also is like, you're barely a month into school and you're just like, all right, day off, pretty good.
Yeah, just to get the feet wet.
Yeah.
That's better than Halloween.
Well, potentially.
Nah, it's better than Halloween.
Well, you said once they disassociate Columbus from it.
Even then. Like, well, I mean, they're just going to pick another undeserving white man. It's still going to be the same.
Pretty good.
Basic, yeah.
Could be any of us.
A day off is a day off. Except for Halloween. Nobody gets any time off. Mm-mm.
I'm trying to think. I do like Memorial Day. I would put this like say 4th of July. Do you technically get it off? I don't know. I've never worked a real job.
You usually get a day for it, but if actual 4th of July is on, if it's in like a middle of the week, it kind of
like a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now you usually get like that Monday off.
Yeah,
like retail, they're open like regular, so.
Yeah, that hurts. New Year, I'm We park our car in the same garage on New Year's. New Year's stinks.
I'm pushing Memorial Day up because, as I think, kids just got out of school here. So this is like first weekend out of school. Like, you don't have anything to do, and there's just cookouts and good weather.
See, that's a South thing. We didn't get out of school until like mid-June.
Pathetic.
Didn't you guys start in like the last week of August, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, we started like 9/11.
Okay, great. I was going to school in June.
Yeah, I'm saying we make up for it on the other side because it's not as hot in June as it is there.
I guess, but we're getting Labor Day as soon as September starts, so we've been in school a week for us. Labor Day, moving up the charts.
Yeah, no, Labor Day was always just like, hey, it's about to be school. So I'm not a Labor Day fan.
See, it was school just started, but here's a break. Like, here's a
right.
Here's a little change back.
Yeah, this is why I'm in on Columbus Day, because that was our like first day off.
That was just another. I'm trying. President's Day could be better.
We don't really do anything for it.
Yeah.
Flag Day. Groundhog Day stinks.
Nah, that's not a holiday. I think Tax Day should be a holiday.
Just straight off?
Yeah, like just run it into Easter. It's around like that same time.
Sometimes you get like a March Easter, though.
Okay, well, Tax Day is still coming. Either way. That's how you know one of them real and one of them not. I'll let you choose which is which. One on the same day every year. The other one sometimes on Valentine's Day. The other one sometimes in November. Okay.
I wish we should really take Mardi Gras and make it like national. That should be a day off.
I'm fine. See, that's what I'm thinking. I was trying to think. I think every. I guess it would. I think every state should have their own holiday.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. Like, you like put it whenever you want. Like, I'm looking at just a list of holidays. Like, Boston might be like Boston Marathon Day or like whatever.
We do. Is that when's?
It says April 15th. Same day as Patriots Day. Yikes.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, we've...
Christ!
We also have Bunker Hill Day. Oh, the Patriots Day is...
That's the guy that was the racist on All in the Family?
Yeah. No, Patriot Day is for sure our holiday. That's just a nice Monday off the Red Sox play. It's a grand day. I guess it's not a Monday always.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody, like whatever... Like, I'm looking, April 22nd is Oklahoma Day. Maybe
pretty good.
I know we don't, damn sure ain't no Georgia Day. But it don't matter, like, whatever it is, it could be, like, Peach Day, whatever, everybody gets the day off. St. Louis could be Cardinal Day, like, who cares? It's just whatever your state recognizes. West Virginia's, like, Black Lung Day. You take the day off and go under a mine.
I like it. Does Kentucky have one, or is like the Derby like their holiday?
Not because even that, like, that's a Saturday, so it's not like, as far as like people take it off, but as far as being like out of school or stuff, but nah. March 2nd is Texas Independence Day. There's Maryland Day.
Maryland feels like a state that would have its own day.
I like it.
Yeah.
Again, I don't even call it Bird Day or just call it Maryland Day. It's just like whatever you know every year. Like, okay, yeah, I'll always have that first Monday in October. Or like right. You move to a new state and it's like, oh, what's the day here? But like, oh, no, we always get the last Friday in June off. It's like, nice.
Harassment Day.
Yeah, another nod for Thanksgiving. The biggest nod for Thanksgiving.
Easily the biggest nod, by far. I'm trying to think what else is out there.
Veterans Day feels underdeveloped.
Yeah, we give all the shine to Memorial Day. And Veterans Day, I feel like, can be sometimes is tied to, like, Election Day. Maybe I'm just wrong, but that sounds right in my head.
Yeah, I mean, it's what, November 11th? So it's like when, like yeah, that. So when it's election time, especially presidential shit. I agree with Patrice. Like, yeah, like September 11th is going to be a day one day. Like, it's Patriot Day right now, which is observance, but I do think it'll be a national holiday one day.
Probably, and that would be unreal for me as someone whose birthday is the day prior.
See, that's the half this shit don't even matter if you're not in school anymore, man. It's like you can take a day off from work, but it's not as cool as a day off from school.
That's why I like Christmas got bumped up. Like Christmas has always been like, hey, you're gonna have a shit ton of time off. Like you're welcome.
Y'all didn't get that for Thanksgiving though?
No, we got like usually it was like half day Wednesday. And then Thursday, Friday off.
And then Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, that's
But Christmas, he's like, if we got Christmas on a Wednesday, that was a guaranteed 2 weeks just off.
See, some of that's New Year's, though, so you got to give some of that credit to New Year's. That terrible day.
Definitely. New Year's chimes in. There's no doubt about it.
Rosh Hashanah could be bigger.
Yom Kippur.
Indigenous peoples.
Have we assigned all the months already?
I think so.
Like October's breast cancer awareness.
Oh yeah, nah, everything's got a month.
What's September?
I don't know. Rib bone cancer awareness month.
Pretty good. I don't even know how to Google this.
September Awareness Month. What are the Awareness Month? List of month-long observances. National Mentoring Month in January here. And National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month.
That's every month for me.
Well, it's just January here in the States. So... American Heart Month, Black History, and National Bird Feeding Month for February.
Mm-hmm. Everyone knew about Bird Feeding Month. Yes.
There's Irish American Mustache March, National Colon Cancer and Women's History Month, and Youth Art Month in March.
I thought it was also Spanish History Month.
Hexagonal Awareness Month, but no.
Yeah, all right, that's what I was confusing about. Yeah.
There's April has Arab American Confederate History Month.
Oh, boy.
Financial Literacy Month. Jazz Appreciation Month. Mathematics Awareness Month. What? Wake up a different day. 7. It exists. There's National Child Abuse Prevention Month. National Poetry Month. National Poetry Writing Month. National Volunteer Month. School Library Month. Second Chance Month. And Sexual Assault Awareness Month. It's a lot on the calendar for April in the States.
I was going to say, when you only have 12 months, we really start, like, it's kind of like Celtics retires numbers. We were doing it way too hastily, and now we've got a log jam.
Yeah, they had to just cram some in. Yikes.
They're like, hey, April's not really I bet August is going to have, like, 40, because there's nothing else going on in August.
May's got ALS awareness. That's probably their top dog. Oh, National Stroke Awareness might be in on that block.
It's also Mental Health Awareness Month.
It is. It's also Jewish American Heritage Month.
Pretty good.
June is ALS in Canada. So it's Pride Month, African American Music Appreciation Month in June. Okay, July only has National Ice Cream Month.
And hell yeah, there we go, July.
And August has nothing.
What?
So I guess 4th of July it's not month long. So there's not. Wow, there is. Not literally nothing in August.
We have an entire month as we like every other month up till this point said multiple, right?
Yeah, let's thin out April and May a little bit.
Ice cream gets ice cream might as well just claim August too while the corner is empty.
Shit. No, December also has nothing.
December is claimed.
Nah.
It's Christmas Awareness Month.
Hey, we say Happy Holidays Awareness Month.
I don't hate that.
November's got National Novel Writing Month. October is breast cancer, LGBT history in U.S. and Canada, National Bullying Prevention, National Pizza Month. October is strong. National Work and Family Month, not as strong. Filipino American History Month. I know how you feel about that. I think it's good.
My cousins are Filipino.
Yeah, I bet they are, Jack. Bet they are.
They are.
No, yeah, I said, I bet they
are. You'd win that bet, is what I'm trying to tell you.
That's why I'm trying to make it. Take my money. September's got National Bourbon Month.
Hell yeah.
And Pain Awareness Month.
That's me.
That's when I apply daily. I'm aware of pain every day of my life.
Constantly.
Honey
Physical.
Month. Yeah. No, the
honey
holiday,
mustard?
Holiday, no, just honey. The holidays need a good reshuffling.
What would be your first move? By the way, congrats to the Raptors. We'll get to that.
Yeah, thank you.
Congrats to you as well.
Like, August is, like, it's still some good weather. Like, what?
I think that's why it doesn't need a holiday. August is strong enough just by itself.
No, that's your state holiday.
Okay.
Wherever you are, that's your state holiday.
Just give everyone, like, a nice 3-day weekend somewhere in the middle there?
Yep. One last, here's some good weather. Go do some good weather stuff because September and October about to come.
Yeah, that we are knocking at that door.
National Preparedness Month is September, so you have to wait till September, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Raptors looking good.
You know what else looks good? Speaking of Memorial Day, I'm talking about Omaha Steaks, friend.
Omaha Steaks Day. That's what August should be.
Yeah, Omaha Day, you just get a nice prime rib in you.
I just receive a new package every single day.
Grill it all. I don't know if I'm allowed to read this ad because it's for the hosts Trill Withers and Colby Mick.
Speaking.
Well, listen, Omaha Steaks began with a father and son who left Latvia. Wait, is this Omaha Steaks? Maybe. What's happening with this Latvian?
Omaha Skavinsky State.
After passing through Ellis Island, they boarded a train going west. All right, they're trained people. I already like them. And got off where the land looked like Latvian farm country. They had discovered Omaha, Nebraska. They went from New York. No, they had to. Yeah, no, that doesn't make it better. After settling in Omaha, they started working on the only family business they knew, which was meat. Mm-hmm. They toiled in several markets around Omaha before founding their own company in 1917.
The Lincoln meat market was a bear.
Yeah, it just wasn't. They were like, sorry, we got kale. What do you want?
He's like, they're chapping my hide out there in the. Was it Butts, Nebraska? I don't know anymore.
Omaha. Cities it's not a state laden with cities. Just isn't.
State City Month.
Omaha Steaks began as a small-scale butcher shop in downtown Omaha. From there, they grew rapidly. Someone named Lester Simon had great leadership.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm even reading that. They have big
Omaha Steaks.
Been around for 102 years. This is the point they're trying to make here. They're not new to this. They're true to this.
Yeah, and the butcher game going nowhere.
No, that's a southern take.
Butchers up out of there?
Oh, I just completely misinterpreted what you meant. Yeah, no, butchers are... I thought you were saying like they had stalled out.
Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah, no, they are comfortably... They've become a necessity.
No, that's what I'm saying. They're a staple. We had a butcher call the show the other day. I was like, man, oh man, I'd love to have like a barber, a doctor, a dentist, and a butcher.
Yeah, those are all good people.
Until then, I'll Homon Steaks. They are my butcher. They bring it to my door.
Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving a limited time Father's Day gift offer to our listeners. Okay. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter code MIXTAPE in the search bar for 74% off.
How did they decide that?
I think I figured it out, because typically this costs $235, and they were like, what should we make it, like $70? And they were like, yeah, a little high. And they're like, what about $50? They were like, yeah, we don't want to give it away. Yeah, so they settled on
$59.99
is the total price you'll be paying here.
I like that.
Typically $235. Right now, right this second, it's only $59.99.
That's absurd.
Now, like, if you were to go to, like, your grocery store, if you went out to a decent steakhouse in your area, you and someone you're trying to respect, how much do you think you're going to be shelling out?
$200 dates, minimum.
Minimum, yeah, plus, unless you want to look like a buster.
Like, plus, what, a 3% tip? That's $203 out the door.
You're just getting, like, one slab of meat each, like, a couple sides there. Omaha Steaks for 60 simoleons is going to give you 2 tender filet mignons, 2 bold top sirloins, 2 savory pork chops, 4 Omaha Steak burgers, 4 massive gourmet jumbo Franks. I had some of these Franks the other day, Tyler. Massive is like almost too small of a word to describe these things.
I've seen
bigger than my great-great-grandmother. 4 crispy chicken fried steaks, all beef meatballs, undisclosed amount, 4 premium chicken breasts, 4 caramel apple tartlets, buddy.
They real tart, and, too. Like, just a good amount of tart.
And a packet of Omaha Steaks signature seasoning, and just because they can, you get 4 extra Omaha Steak burgers for free.
Okay, I'll eat them.
Yeah, no, buddy. Give this amazing package as a gift for dad, or stock up for yourself for an incredible summer of grilling, all at 74% off. Omaha Steaks delivers 100% guaranteed world-class steaks, burgers, franks, and more. And they send them in this giant cooler filled with dry ice. So if, like, you order it, they deliver it while you're at work, it's still going to be fine by the time you get home. I don't understand the science behind dry ice, but it works.
I don't even know why they're still wet or even, like, solid ice.
Because I don't think you can drink a beverage with dry ice in it.
Why not?
Most people pussy. I don't know what to tell you. Omaha Steaks has the best steaks and meats anywhere, and they've done so for 100 years and running. All the meat is USDA inspected for quality and exceeds standards. Hand-trimmed, flash-frozen, and vacuum-sealed. Online support with recipes, wine pairings, and so much more. Again, order right now. Father's Day sneaks up on you more so than Mother's Day, because Mother's Day, everyone's just in your head for a month being like, oh, you don't want to let your mother down. Like, Mother's Day is coming. Father's Day is just like, hey, that's tomorrow. You're like, ah, God damn it.
Now, it's like, man, that was last Thursday. We're on the 4th of July now. It's the NBA Finals.
But we don't know who MVP is yet.
Yeah, beat it, old man.
Again, you can get this Omaha Steaks Father's Day package valued at $235 for just $59.99. Just go to omahasteaks.com, type code MIXTAPE into the search bar. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type code MIXTAPE, that's MICKSTAPE, in the search bar to get the Father's Day Steak Fix package today. Toronto Raptors. Just whooped on the Bucks for 4 straight games.
Kawhi's the best player in franchise history. That's amazing to me.
Without, like, a question.
That's incredible. Like, you thought I didn't want to put Vince Carter in the Hall before? I don't even want him in the Raptors Hall of Fame now.
I'm sure there's plenty of Raptors fans who agree.
Well, like, what he did this 1 year is more impactful than anything ever. It doesn't matter what happens from here.
Who's two, Bosch or DeRozan?
Might be Lowry. What did Lowry just passed? He just set some record. like
probably PS4, I think yeah. Was it postseason points?
Yeah, it might have been that. It's slick might just be Lowry. I think he got there a couple seasons before DeRozan, got there or stayed a year after.
He's got one more year left.
So he'll have a nice Kawhi-less year.
You don't think he's staying still?
I don't know, man. I just, like, the video with his sister, I don't know, it just seems
the video with his sister is tough.
It's not great. They're all I just went to the basketball reference, they're all-time top players. I think they do it by win shares. Lowry's number one now.
Okay.
So, yeah, everybody else is bumped down.
Kawhi, then Lowry, then DeRozan /Bosh, then...
Yeah, it's got Bosh 3, DeRozan 4. Vince Carter's right next to Valanciunas, which lets you know all you need to know about Vince Carter. And this is his signature franchise? Okay. That's y'all's Hall of Famer. Okay.
The Bucks lost back-to-back games once all season. Paul Pierce tweeted out this series was over. They promptly lost 4 straight games.
He think he me. Even I ain't got that type of bad luck. Wait, so do you think he stays now?
I don't know. Like, I think he's going to stay. I think it's 50-50 between there and the Clippers. I really do.
But do you think, like, going to the finals, like, swayed that in any way?
Yeah, I mean, when he was standing at, like, half court last night, he couldn't even speak into the microphone because that place was going bananas for him. I think that's... And granted, this is the second franchise he's played for, but I think that's harder to leave. Like, that moment's never going to leave from his mind. And if I had Masai, like, being like, hey, we're going to build around you, I don't care how much the fans love a player, I'll fucking trade him if you need me to. Masai put his fucking nuts on the table and built this team and deserves all the credit in the world, whether or not they win against the Warriors or not.
100%. I've heard that he's one of the names that are like, oh, yeah, like he might, if the Lakers are smart, they'll just offer him like $15 million. I'm like, I mean, I'm sure he'd take it, but one, the Lakers aren't smart, but two, it's like, he could do a lot better than that. Like, he got a team in the finals now. Like, the only thing I'll say is because he's did it like two separate times, I think it's just a point where he's like, I create this feeling. Wherever I go, I'll do this. Like, it's cool to do it here. That shot was great and making the finals and everybody in Toronto is cool. But if I go to the Clippers, I anticipate doing the same thing too.
For sure. I do wonder, like, he's already taken a minor monetary loss, I believe, going from San Antonio to Toronto anyways, and to sign with anyone else would be another step down. I do wonder if that, because, like, we see guys turn down the Supermax from their own team, but I don't know yet that we've seen someone get traded like Paul George and then, like, take money elsewhere.
That's the bet. And we'll see, like, same with Kyrie. Like, that's the bet. Yeah. So, I don't know if he has his mind made up. It seems like people are very certain that he has his mind. He's as good as he thinks he is. He's elite. So I don't know how he could ever, like, go into it and be like, okay, yeah, well, after we lose, I'll just go to the Clippers. Because now, like, he's like, I'm in the fight. Anything can happen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, last time I played him, we was whooping y'all's ass, and then I got hurt.
Correct.
And this, the team around him is probably better than that Spurs team. Like, it wasn't no Duncan or, like, Ginobili and Parker. Was that the year Parker was hurt?
Probably.
Yeah. So, I think it's just, I'll create this feeling wherever. But money-wise, like, he legit still drives the first car he ever had because it's paid off. So, I really don't think it's I don't think he's like, I need the Supermax. I think he's one of those, like, I haven't even spent my rookie. Like, I'm not done spending my rookie money yet.
It's certainly possible, but he also just, like, very publicly left Jordan because they wouldn't give him enough money.
I think he wanted more, like, to be made a... Like, did Kawhi ever have a Jordan commercial?
He appeared in one. I don't know if he had his own, like, signature like Westbrook does.
I was gonna say, like, I know, like, the New Balance one was terrible, but it was his.
That's for sure part of it. And I think I remember reading after Jordan didn't like see a way to like make him marketable. They're like, yeah, this guy's boring as fuck. Like, what do you want from us?
That feels like that. Like, I feel like a time when Durant was like boring, and it was like it wasn't bad. Like before we knew he was really like tweeting like this. It was just like, ah, good old humble Durant. He signed his contract in the gym.
Nike built the KD is not nice campaign.
Yeah, that worked like a charm.
Well, they turned out to be true, but they because KD had this, like, he was always smiling. Everyone, like, he had no, like, there was a point in Kevin Durant's career where he had, like, zero detractors, unless you tried to put him, like, number one with LeBron, like, too early. Then people would be like, all right, shut up.
But for people to admit he was better than Melo.
Right. But they weren't, like, anti-Durant people. They were like, yeah, that guy's good. Yeah. But yeah, they built the KD's Not Nice campaign. They had another one where he was like a cop for some reason. Yeah.
DC Wild.
I'm trying to think what else they built. I don't remember anything else at the moment.
And also, I want to say the reason he got traded, I think they offered him the Supermax and he didn't take it. And that's why they traded him, because it was like, we can't lose you for nothing. So I think he had it in hand if he wanted. I just don't think he.
Oh yeah, no, the Spurs were gonna pay him.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't think he I don't think he's looking at money. He knows he's getting, I think it's 4 for $140, wherever. Or I guess it might jump up since he made. I don't know what his is gonna be, but he knows he's getting $140 regardless. I think this contract he's on now was like $90, and it was stories like last year. It was like, nah, he still uses like coupons. Like this guy's just like, he's just a different guy.
Yeah, well, so, that's why I think maybe he would start being like, oh, free restaurants everywhere, free all this stuff. Like, are we going to get this in writing? Because Kawhi will eat for free, no problem.
Yeah, but he'll do the wherever. Like, if he says, yeah, I'll go to the Clippers if y'all do this, they'll tweet it out and he'll have free food from Nobu for life.
I don't know if LA's like that. They got enough people.
No, but they got enough restaurants to where they, it's stars. Also, Kawhi Leonard, I don't think he's eating like a horse. Like, I don't think, like, you fall into free food, it's not going to put you under.
No, it's definitely not going to put you under. But I do see, like, the Clippers, if he's like, nah, I didn't really vibe with Nick Nurse, like, I like Doc Rivers better, or something like that. Like, I don't think the Clippers are out of it. Like, I do think it's between, if he went to, like, the Knicks, that would show. Unless he's actually Durant all along. He's the one who's like, nah, I want to prove with the worst situation imaginable, I can do this.
He might.
Yeah.
So you think it's still 50? So what? How many games would he have to win for that to change? Like if he takes it to 6, but they lose, does that change at all? Or he's still like, I lost?
No, I don't think losing's going to... Like, the fact that he's here, he's like, yeah, we're here. This is my best chance to, like, run him up. Like, if I go to the West, that means I just have to play Golden State earlier. Maybe he wants to do that so he can play them earlier and then play someone easier in the finals. Or he's like, I'm just going to run the East the rest of my career. Like, we've been waiting for someone from the West to do this.
That's the thing. Wherever I go, he's like, I'm going to run it. He's like, I'm that guy.
He may. He certainly may.
So it's like, if they just get rolled... Like, they just get swept 4-0, then I do think that would make it that much easier to go to the Clippers, but...
I think that would be less of a reason to go West. He's like, oh, I forgot how good they are. I need to stay over here and hope the Rockets.
I can't do it with Chris Paul and Serge... Or, excuse me, fake Chris Paul. Kyle Lowry and Serge Ibaka.
Put some respect on Kyle Lowry. He made an NBA Finals. Chris, that bum Paul never has.
Yuck. Imagine paying that guy $40 million.
Yeah,
so I do. I will say I think his decision's already made. I don't know what it is, but I do think it's. I think it's already made. I feel like it was probably made before the playoffs.
I think it'd be very funny if the Raptors won and he was just like, "Yeah, I'm out of here."
That I feel like that's best case scenario
for Raptors fans. Yeah,
for everybody, I'm like, wow, Raptors were great. We get to laugh at the Warriors. Clippers are interesting.
It'd be very funny.
Like, I got... Like, I don't even, like, even if Masai was like, you know, what did it take if you want somebody out here? I just, like, I don't even know if he's like that. They just, like, I play with who's here.
Yeah, I've learned none of their names.
Yeah, the short one, he's good. The tall one, he's a nice
kid. Who's the guy with all that ass?
The guy with the headband, he's a nice kid. But I do think it's already decided, and if I had to pick now, I'd guess it's like 70-30 Clippers.
Okay, but would you have the Raptors too?
Yeah, I think it's those two. I don't think there's any third option. I can't see him doing New York. I can't see him doing the Lakers.
No.
And I don't anywhere else he go. Like he's like already made the finals in the East. I don't know where else he'd go.
I think he would.
There, Clippers.
I would put the Magic ahead of the Lakers.
I mean, I think they're both zero. So
right,
yeah.
Right.
I don't think he's going to either one of them.
That's what I mean. I would put a .001 that the Magic put some scintillating offer on the table. What that offer is, I have no idea. But the Lakers,
he's a really good church guy.
He's like, we got this preacher. Let me tell you, I haven't seen him, but I've heard he's great. Yeah, I can't imagine. After all this, he's like, man, do the Lakers look good?
Yeah, I can't. Do they have a chance of winning this series if Durant doesn't play at all?
Yeah, I think everyone who's been making the case, like, Durant's not that important. I'm kind of rooting for him to not play just to show them what happens when Kawhi doesn't have to stick to Durant for the entire time he's on the court.
Well, that's why I want Durant not to play regardless, because either way, if they win without him, it's funny and he leaves. And if they lose without him, it's funny and he probably leaves. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm rooting for. Not rooting for him to be out. It just doesn't, I don't think he's going to play. It's just not sounding like he's there yet. Like, if this probably was, like, a regular season injury, he probably would, like, take, like, a few weeks off. It just sounds like one of those things, like, it's, like, 3 days ago, he's still not taking part in on-court activities.
Well, he's been out, what, 2 weeks already? Or a week and a half already?
Let's see. His last game was the 8th. It'll be 3 weeks by the time the finals start.
Oh, yeah, I think it'll be all right.
I don't know. Because one of those, like, even like Boogie started practicing. I know they said Boogie, he might play the home games, and it's like not like Durant needs the practice, but for him to not even doing the on court stuff, like shooting around, that's where it's like, I don't know.
Or they're just like, we know you can shoot.
But even then, if Durant plays and he's less than 50%, that might hurt the Warriors. I think that benefits the Raptors. Because if he's going to stop the ball but not be 100%, I think that helps their chance. I don't think their chances are high regardless, but I do think it helps. If he's just out and the ball is just whipping around.
Yeah, I do think the ball whipping around, though, with Kawhi not have to be on Durant's hip, it won't whip around as much.
Well, even then, Kawhi is – all jokes aside, the man looks less than healthy for once, and he's still dominating.
Right, yeah, I don't think he – right now, he's like, when San Antonio was trying to get him to play, he was like, for what? Like, I'm a realist. I know we're not going to win this, even with me hobbled. Right now, he's like, oh, I don't feel pain at all.
Nah, he's fit. Like, he definitely is, like, favoring it. And I heard, Howard Beck or somebody was saying, it's like, he feels like he needs one, like, an off season devoted to just normal training and not to rehab for him to be himself.
That feels like a lean towards Toronto, no?
I mean, if he thinks he's going to get the healthiest there, or it could be thanks for the memories, guys. Healthy as hell now. I'm out of here. It's also been some of that. Like they do really like how they've handled his health. So yeah. Again, that would I imagine that would be a factor in leaving or staying, but. Yeah, I think they said it's the quad, like the same quad he's had issues with, which I guess was the whole issue, like the load management. And I mean, he's still incredible, but I don't know. Like I said yesterday, I was like, if Durant just doesn't play and they just tell Kawhi, just take Steph out of the series. And people were like, I don't know if he could even do it, like, physically. Like, he's that hobbled.
Yeah, but every time I see him favoring it, it's after he, like, dunked on Giannis.
Yeah, no, he's just that. Listen, Giannis got dunked on a lot. We'll get to that.
By too, every round.
Yeah, a lot. Multiple times. But, I mean, that's what, even then, if he plays and he's going to, I think that's what I'd tell him to do. Like, if you can just, like, just stick to Steph. And people are like, well, Clay would score 50. That's fine. Has he ever did it?
Yeah,
like,
let him beat me that way.
Yeah, let 4 times in 7 games. That's not Clay's style. He can easily give you 50, but like the variance of his game, he can easily go 4 for 19. So I'll make Draymond shoot every single time. I feel like they have to go big. Like you can't let Draymond get rebounds, because when he gets rebounds, that's when they take off. So if you just put like, tell Gasol, like, just keep him off the glass. You don't even have to get the rebound. You just keep him from getting the rebound.
Right.
And then tell Kawhi, stick with Steph no matter what. Like, Steph will still probably get probably 20, but it'll be a hard-fought 20. It's like they're going to have to make up another 90 points between Alphonso McKinney and Sean Livingston. And Clay's going to have to score 50. Draymond's going to have to score 30 four times. But I don't know any other way the Raptors could. I feel like you have to cut the head off. Or if you tell them to stick to Draymond, like, just take him out.
Like the facilitator?
Yeah. Like, just take that. Like, again, if Steph and Clay are both going to score 50 4 times in 7 games, we didn't stand a chance regardless.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Some of those games, they'll go ice cold. Maybe we can steal one of those.
Yeah, I do think that's why Durant is so, and obviously if he's hobbled, Kawhi's going to realize that and just not cover him. But if he's even 80%, him being on the court doesn't allow Kawhi to be this weapon. Like, it takes Durant out for sure, but this great ball movement everyone's talking about will be able to flow. If Durant's out there and healthy Durant, then yeah, Toronto's fucked.
Well, I mean, that, like, what chance do you, if Durant plays, what do you say, Warriors in 4, 5?
I don't think it's going to be a sweep. Kawhi's playing too well right now. He's, yeah. Like, I don't think they, like, he had a career high in rebounds while he was hobbled in games, like, 6. Like, I just don't know that the injury is holding him back all that much. Now, there's definitely been times he's been, like, a little short on his jumper, and then whenever he's in Toronto in that fucking corner, he gets it to bounce however he wants. So I'm going to say Golden State in 6. Just that's how well Kawhi is playing, and I like their role players better than I like any of the Cavs. Not even role players, just all the other players, 2 through 15, than I do of any of the other Cavs teams that have played these Warriors in the finals.
So that's with Durant or without, or same either way?
I'm gonna say same either way.
Because I if Durant doesn't play, I think it's Warriors in 5, honestly. Because if if he doesn't play at all.
No, but what is it if he does play?
6. 3? Nah. Because I do wonder, because I also think if he play, it'll be like they might have dropped a game sooner than they thought and needed him to come. Because I don't think I can't imagine he even goes to Toronto. Like, game 3 in Golden State feels like best case.
Is Iguodala okay? Because he kind of sat out game 4 against Portland and no one said anything. I don't know if it's they just did that to flex or if they, like, he's fine.
I hadn't heard. I imagine it was just
rest in the playoffs.
Yeah, like he's. I mean, like, that guy's been phenomenal, man. And it was like, yeah, you're gonna have to guard Kawhi or Giannis next round. So that's it. Yeah, he's probable for day 1. That was 3 days ago. So I take it he's good to go.
It was just something I hadn't, like, heard any updates on, and I was just like, I assume he was okay, but that if that's you can't lose. You certainly can't lose both Durant and Iguodala.
Yeah, like that's – or Looney. Like, again, it might just come down to, like, they were on thin ice and they were fine because they were just that good.
Is, but, like, Van Vliet going to – like, I know ever since he had his son born, he's just been substantially better. Before we logged on, I think TSN tweeted it out. His points per game went from, like, 4 to, like, 17, and his field goal percentages, like, quadrupled, all of them.
Mm.
and all he did was have a sunburn, and now he's good again. It feels like Toronto, like Siakam got hurt, and what was that game? When did he try and trip Embiid? Game 4?
I think game 3 or 4, one of those.
3 or 4, yeah. So he's been hobbled since then, still making plays, obviously, but like it feels like they've had a lot of things go right for them over these last two series. Like Lowry kind of snapped out of his career-long playoff funk. Van Fleet had a kid. Gasol's been excellent. Are all those things just going to continue during the finals? One of them's going to, like, Norm Powell plays basketball again. I saw OG was warming up before last game.
See, that's, I think, all the options that allows it to be like we don't need all of those things every game. We have enough right. to where, like, we know, like, Kawhi's a rock every game. Like, you just know what you're getting. And I like, to a lesser extent, kind of like Gasol and Lowry. Like, they're kind of like the hustle in between. You know right. what you're getting with them every game. So if they come out, like, again, I just stick to Steph. Like, game 1. If you can steal game 1, it gets interesting. Because the Warriors, like, they've never played a finals on the road. Steph and Durant have both been, like, healthy going into every finals, right? I know they both had, like, some issues before, but it even felt like, well, they know they're going to make the finals, so it's no rush.
Was Steph the first one?
I thought he would, like, going into it.
Yeah, I thought he was still...
I thought he missed, like, a Portland series or something, and...
Yeah, no, he definitely didn't miss any, like, second round, or third round series, rather.
That's what I'm saying. So I feel like going healthy, they've both been healthy. Like, this is their thinnest bench. This is Do you think this Raptors team is better than any Cavs team they play?
I think it's better than, other than the Cavs team that beat them, yeah, I think it's better than all of them.
Okay, do you think, do you think this Bucks team is better than, I think it was the 2016 Cavs?
That's the one that beat them?
Durant's first year, 2017.
Yeah.
You think the Bucks are better?
Yeah.
I do too. And people tell me I was crazy because, like, I get the Cavs offense. Tremendous offense. Got it. They were bad defensively.
Horrible.
Like, that's all it was.
That's when the LeBron, like, defensive questions started coming up. They're like, this dude's not even. Like, that was when he started, like, it was kind of like when Peyton used to blame, like, Mike Vanderjagt. It was like, wait a minute. What's happening? Yeah. You stink too, bud.
Yeah. So somebody told me, it was like, they allow 5 less points in the playoffs. I was like, yeah. And of the 16 teams, they were 9th. Still below. It's not better. It's not. They improved from bad to below average.
Right.
And the offense was incredible. I'll give them that. But I do think Raptors versus that team. You think this Raptors team is better than last year's Rockets?
I've seen a lot of.
I think I'd take Rockets. I think I'd take Rockets.
I don't see. It's weird because Kawhi is one of those rare players. We expect this out of everyone. It just doesn't really happen like that. Kawhi is one of those rare players where his numbers improve in the postseason. And this isn't like small sample size. This has just been his whole life. Harden drops a little. So it's MVP Harden versus guy who came in like 4th or 5th this year for MVP, most likely. Maybe was he a finalist? Did they even announce that yet?
No, it was just Giannis. It was 3. Giannis, Harden, Paul George. Those were the
three. Yeah, Paul George. So he's probably going to finish like 4th or 5th in MVP voting.
See, I think he'll finish, like, he was like second team. He played 58 games. I don't think he'll get that many MVP votes. Like, he's clearly that good of a player, but you...
See, but I think he's just going to stack up 4th and 5th place votes.
I don't think he... I wouldn't say he deserved them. Like, nobody had to... He didn't make first team All-NBA. How are you going to be 4th in the... vote? But, it doesn't matter because, again, he's showing, like, right now, you can put me on the current MVP and I can just...
Right.
Like, I can just neutralize him. Yeah, like, it doesn't matter.
Let me see if I can find this... Because it was jarring. Giannis' field goal percentage versus certain defenders.
Oh, yeah.
Did HP tweet it out?
Nah, I might have favored it because I was like, oh boy.
Yeah, no, it was jarring.
And again, like on the Bucks side, they got some interesting decisions to make.
The Bucks could sneaky be like terrible next year. Not terrible because they'll still have.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't see terrible, but it. Yeah, this team could look a lot different.
Right, and that may not be like maybe it is a good thing because their system might be that good, but.
No, nah, like, I think favored the one where everything Kawhi did in the last 2 minutes. Did you see that?
No, let's hear it.
The Raptors were down by 15 with 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Kawhi turned the game on his head in the last 2 minutes with this run of plays. He single-handedly erased the deficit to 5 points. So down 15 with 2 minutes. 2:01 left. Leonard floater. 2:01 and one. So you got and one on that. Rebound at 137. Leonard pull up, 2 points. Leonard rebound. Leonard assist to Ibaka, 2 points. Leonard rebound. Leonard foul, 2 points. And one. Leonard rebound. That closed out the third quarter. Those were the last 2 minutes. He'd like... And that's what, like, I don't know what all, like, clutch stats, like, I don't know if they're only fourth quarter or they're for, like, end of all quarters or, like, what, because that's where it's, like, that's where they won the game.
Right.
Like, it wouldn't show up in the, I don't know, like, the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter stats, but he just took over.
Well, I remember 2 years ago, I was on radio back when there was just one show, and Dave asked me, like, when's winning time? Like, when did games get decided in the NBA? And he was trying to make the point that Kyrie was better than LeBron. So he wanted me to say, like, the last 2 minutes. And I was like, third quarter. I have so many games I see just decided in the third quarter. Either, like, basketball is this quote-unquote game of runs. Sometimes that team goes on that run and the other team doesn't. And it's just like, all right, well, this game's over now. It doesn't matter what you do in the fourth quarter.
Right.
So, yeah, I do agree. Clutch stats are... I assume are only fourth quarter and close games.
That I mean, I'm sure those would like favor well for.
There's a bum with it.
Yeah. Nah, that's a different. So, when Giannis and Kawhi shared the floor, the two teams tied 445-445. That's interesting. When Giannis was on the floor and Van Vliet was on the bench, the Bucks were +40. When Giannis was on the floor and Van Vliet was also on the court, the Bucks were outscored by 30 points. So Freddie Van Vliet +70 in the goddamn conference finals.
Giannis, I found it. It was Kirk Goldsberry.
Okay.
Points per 100 possessions by defender, minimum 100 matchups. Joel Embiid, 51.
Okay.
Which is bad. Al Horford, Joel Embiid's eighth. Al Horford's seventh with 40.6. So a smooth 10 points less than Embiid, but still.
I'll all get in the work.
No, yeah, still not good. Thad Young, sixth with 37.1. Noah Vonleh, fifth, 36.3.
Late bloomer.
Pascal Siakam, fourth, 33.2. Marvin Williams, third. 31.7.
Mm-hmm.
Blake Griffin, second, with 31.2. Shout out, Blake.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, with 15.9 points per 100 possessions. Kawhi Leonard. So the gap between one and two is as big as the gap between two and seven. Way bigger. Way bigger.
Did you see the shooting numbers when he was guarded by him?
I did, but I can't remember who tweeted that. It was bad.
Micah Adams. Final numbers for Giannis when guarded by Kawhi. 12 for 34 from the field. 1 for 7 from 3. 5 assists. 5 turnovers. 30 points on 160 possessions. 89.4 offensive rating. And then he said he might have been better against Giannis in this series than he was against LeBron in the 14 finals, which is probably true. That's got to be true. He wasn't nearly the offensive player then.
Right. Yeah, no, Kawhi. I wrote it when I recapped the series. If this were the NCAA tournament with a most outstanding player for just the playoffs, which I wouldn't hate that award, by the way,
But
I like it that baseball does it. Like, it's a postseason MVP, and then there's a World Series MVP.
I think Kawhi would already have that wrapped up.
Yeah, as he should. Dame would have had it through the first round. I think Kawhi took it in the second round and put it on top of the refrigerator in the third round.
Right, like there's nothing. I mean, Durant missed an entire series. He'd be out of it. Steph, wasn't tremendous. And what was that, the second round?
I was going to say, yeah, Steph into the Rockets, into the Blazers. So if you do, I think that they do AL and NL. I'm fine with Western Conference, Eastern Conference playoff MVP.
Yeah, I don't hate that either.
Because that's something like Steph, the year Iggy got the finals MVP, Steph would probably have the playoff MVP.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
But I'm here for more awards. Again, Offensive Player of the Year. There's just not enough to recognize how many good basketball players there are.
All right. I mean, I'm sure we're going to get yelled at by Matt Brown for transitioning into an ad read after such an abhorrent thing to say. But
if it makes you feel any better, we'll probably lose the business.
It does make me feel better. HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy.
I like that. Not necessarily in that order, but...
Yeah, I like to enjoy first.
I like to enjoy a second, and then eat it third.
Okay.
HelloFresh.
HelloFresh makes conquering the kitchen a reality with deliciously simple recipes. Get seasonal, simple recipes and pre-measured ingredients delivered right to your door every week. Fresh, pre-measured ingredients and easy to follow. 6-step pictured recipe cards are delivered to your door each week in a special insulated box.
Those are good boxes.
Mm.
I'm talking about HelloFresh.
That's right. Make family dinners fuss-free with HelloFresh's picky eater, kid-tested and approved family plan recipes. They have 3 plans to choose from: classic, veggie, and family, with the option to switch between for when your tastes change, which, I mean, could be weekly. You're not bound by any laws here.
Yeah, I just order the family. They're like, we never see any family in here. And I'm like, I never see you minding your business.
For $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/mix80 and enter mix80. That's HelloFresh.com/mix80 for $80 off your first month. That's big. That's like receiving 8 free meals or $20 off your first 4 boxes. Pretty good.
I think it's damn good.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't say the D word, but yeah.
No, I'm in like a Hoover.
I'm more excited for the finals than I feel coming into the playoffs. It was this, what's going to happen without LeBron? I know the Bucks Raptors didn't draw huge numbers like a LeBron Eastern Conference Finals would have. However, I am all in on this finals. I'm excited.
I am too. I think it's going to be, that's why I'm kind of hoping Durant just doesn't play. I feel like that would even, if he plays, there's no fun in that because nobody's beating that Warriors team.
Sure won't.
So, if he doesn't play, I do think it's interesting. And, again, we're at a point now, how old's Mark Gasol? 34. Old. You know what I'm saying? How old is Kyle Lowry? Guys, that this is their first chance at the finals, might be last.
Probably last, yeah.
I mean, they've also got a Danny Green who's been here before.
Yep.
And I got to say, I think Nick Nurse is having a hell of a playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
He seems I won't say the ultimate, but he seems very good at adjustments. It's the point. It's why I thought the Raptors all along would make the, if they have the players to fit any style, and he's willing to use it. This is rookie year, so I got to tip my cap to him. I think he's having a hell of a postseason.
Yeah, he's getting massages frequently. He's the world is his oyster right now.
Yeah.
Although it is weird to think, like, if Philly had just won Game 7, like, would we have any sort of thoughts about Nick Nurse? Probably not.
I feel like even then, because would we think Brett Brown's a genius? Because I don't think...
No.
Brett Brown could have won the title this year, and I feel like people have already decided he's bad.
No, I agree. Well, not bad as much as, like, he's no tactician. Like, I think he could be a classic, like, good chemistry guy. I think the guys who play for him like him. Him, like, busting out the X's and O's, I don't think that's ever going to be his forte.
We're not talking Brad Stevens, man. Stay on task.
I also definitely didn't have to read that ad, I'm just realizing. Yeah, no, good for HelloFresh. Yeah, no, I don't think just, like, winning the East is a guarantee. Like, Nick Nurse deserves it. It's just funny how, like, if he didn't even get the chance next year, he would have been a question mark as opposed to right now. It's just like, oh, yeah, he's you can work with this guy.
I mean, that's the game. Last year, it was like absolutely. Terry Stotts, hot seat. This summer, he just got an extension.
Right.
Fresh off, like, he got smoked, but made it to the conference finals. Like, that's the game. And, again, he might get coach circles around him. In the finals. It's a different ball game, but I'll say this. Who did he play in the first round? Clifford. So, like, Clifford, Brett Brown, and now Bud. Like, that's three veteran coaches that he's went up against.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, Bud, it was his downfall. Like, Bud doesn't do adjustments.
No, he sure doesn't.
And it's one of those things, like, I don't think Giannis played more than, like, 42 minutes in any of those games.
Did you hear what he said last night?
Giannis or Bud?
No, Bud.
Oh, boy. Nah, what? Waiting for game 8?
Let me pull it up because it's bad.
Let me see. Okay, I take that back. He played 45 minutes in game 3. They lost, and Bud said never again.
That's literally what he said.
Yeah.
Let me pull it up because it's not a good quote.
Was it something about, like, they've shown, like, the efficiency goes down if he plays more minutes?
No, where is it? Fuck. He said, what was I supposed to do? Yeah, I don't think playing Giannis 44 minutes is the solution.
Hmm. Well, I'll have a summer to think about that.
I think it's quite literally the solution.
I was going to say, Giannis was a +3. In the rest of the starting lineup was -2, -11, -10, -7. So, literally, Giannis playing those 3 minutes might have been the game. He wasn't even playing that well. Like, he's just...
Right.
Like, there's just that kind of force.
You know what my least favorite play in all of sports might be? I didn't realize it until last night, but it does happen, like, a lot throughout the season. It's when Giannis had that block on Kawhi... That one, like, where Kawhi was about to, like, rip down the rim, and I don't even know how Giannis blocked it. And he blocks it. Fair. He blocks it, and it just kind of, like, dribbles to Siakam, who's right under the rim, and he just puts it up, like, with no one around. It's like, that's not how that play should be rewarded. That's not fair.
Easy to.
The easiest to. Like,
I think clear path is my least favorite.
How would you remedy that, though?
I don't like them. Like, no, what is it now? What's the penalty now?
One shot on the ball.
What if they just get, like, just give them a point? Like, let's keep this running. Like, it feels like a stoppage for nothing.
See, I think they should
call it a regular foul, or call it an intentional foul or something.
That's exactly what they should do. Call it an intentional foul, because I don't even know why, like, even with, like, all the hackers we've seen over the years, like, call them what they are. Call them intentional. If you really want to get them out of the game, I've never had a problem with it. I think it's a strategy. However, if you want to call it by the letter of the law, it's absolutely, and you're literally intentionally fouling the person. That's what it means.
Because intentional is what, two shots in ball?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And it's like an intentional fucking, like, you can't have those rack up.
Right, yeah. So that's why I would say like that, because people are going to think long and hard, like, okay, do I want to just give up this layup? Or, like, do I want to just bet that I can get back and contest instead of just tackle him at half court?
Yeah, I've never heard, like, a good explanation as to why they're not called intentional fouls either. Like, I get it doesn't have the malicious intent of even a flagrant one, but truly the letter of the law. It is an intentional, like, just call it that. You'll get it out of the game immediately.
Yeah.
And that's like a terrible penalty.
Flagrant three.
Suspended the next game.
Out of there. Yeah, he's like, he really should have just played 41 minutes. And I gotta say, Bledsoe played a terrible offensive series. I thought he played well defensively.
He was tremendous defensively against the Celtics. And no one likes to hate on Bledsoe more than me. He was really good defensively both series, honestly.
And all three, like, that's been his thing. And, like, to his, like, first team, like, it adds up. But offensively,
he's a liability.
He sure was for this series. Like, he was fine against Detroit, decent against Boston. But this series, shot 25%, 30, 19, 29, 43, 33. And again, when you're playing that, like, those same 30 minutes, because Bud doesn't do adjustments.
Right. My adjustment, I think if they just played more Hill and Brogdon together and just cut out some of Bledsoe's minutes like that, I'm not saying I would have won them the series, but they would have been better.
Yeah. Same, because at the very least, like, Brogdon's a good shooter.
Oh, yeah.
Bledsoe can shoot. He can hit shots, but Brogdon's a good shooter. Hill's a very good defender on his own. So I'll probably cut Bledsoe to, like, out 22 minutes and ramped up Brogdon and George Hill's minutes.
Do you think they regret giving Bledsoe that contract?
I don't know. Because I kind of get the risk, but that was the whole point of the risk. Like, what if they hadn't signed that and they just had that cap space? Like, they could probably still sign to the same exact one, but it wouldn't go up.
It's like, I very much understand, like, that, hey, we just wanted to make sure we didn't completely strike out and not even be able to retain our own guys. I get it from that angle. But after, I mean, he just couldn't shoot at all in the playoffs. Like, he seems offensive. Like, his defense, I'm not going to even bring up because that's just a given, but his offense felt very front runnery. Like, when they were up, it felt like he was contributing.
Yeah, it's like when they're, like, fast breaking, yeah, nobody's better. Giannis gets a block and the ball's just moving, and he gets to shoot something in transition. But when it's like when he goes ice cold, he's like, I got to get myself out of this. And it's like, oh, boy. And not even like he didn't take over the offense. It's just like he gets it. And he's like, yeah, this one's going up.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
And, again, like, to his credit, he spent a bunch of years with the Suns.
Sure did.
You know, like, this is outside of who, George Hill? Like, this is all these guys' first run. So, like, if your defense was still there and you had I don't even know if it's the Yips or if just, like, the Raptors are really good. Like, I want to play, like, yeah, like, don't, I don't want to take that credit because VanVleet, Lowry played a hell of a series. They were great, so I wouldn't say regret because, again, it could be, it might be nothing if you do lose Middleton and don't want to pay Brogdon and Lopez. And, like, Mirotic didn't even play this game, so he's probably
there. No, he sure didn't.
So,
it was who do you think they retain? Because I don't even think they're in a situation where they can just start like, oh, we lost this guy, we can replace him with X. You know what I mean?
Now, to an extent, they can. Like, I do know they've, George Hill's got one of those crazy contracts. Like, I think it's like $19 million. But if they decline it, he gets $2 million. So I imagine they, like, decline that, and I would keep George Hill. I would try. I mean, I would have signed Brogdon. I'd sign Brogdon to whatever he wants. He's the one that I don't think they can lose. And he's the reason, like, I would have been okay seeing what Bledsoe got on the open market.
Right.
And so, yeah, I would make Brogdon and Priority and Middleton. Lopez, I would like to keep, but he's the one I dupe. Like, we got this guy on the minimum for, like, a reason. We can... Uh-huh. I feel like we could somewhat replace that. Mirotic. Again, you didn't play him in game six, do you? Like, you...
Right.
Yeah, like, it'll probably be more like DJ Wilson, who did look good in stints. But, yeah, I would say, like, Middleton and Brogdon. Like, those are the two. Like, knowing we have Bledsoe, like, that's our core.
Yeah, that's our four right there.
And, like, I try to do it, and that, again, that's what I'm trying to sell to Giannis, so he signs this terrible contract that he probably shouldn't sign.
See, I mean, we'll definitely get to that. I mean, we won't have another game of basketball played before our next show, so that's, we can definitely get to that. Is Brogdon restricted or no? Because he was a second round pick.
No, he is restricted.
Okay, so I would just pay him whatever. And honestly, I might be like, if the Lakers strike out a lot, I'm sure they would be interested in Bledsoe.
Oh, I'm sure they would.
Like, that might be where I try and go and get my depth.
I don't hate it. Again, I don't know what... I don't know if they were trying to get a bird in the hand. Maybe they were saying, we take care of our guys. Like, we're showing you, we'll get all of you and then trade them. Like, yeah, I don't know. It also depends on, like, what you could... I mean, if you can get something back, I wouldn't give Bledsoe away. Because
No. That's why I said, like, their depth. The players that, like... Like, I can see Kuzma fitting in flawlessly with, like, what they do offensively.
Right. Like, taking those Mirotic minutes. Because even then, like, I think they're, like, Sterling Brown and Snell didn't play. I figure they'll probably trade their pick to get off Tony Snell for more money.
How many years? Tony Snell sounded like a 20-year contract.
He got 4 for $44 million, man.
Like, 14 years? Like, it just keeps going.
He's a billionaire.
I do think Lopez, who's been far more durable than I was giving him credit for in my mind. I remember young Brook Lopez being like, I hurt his foot again. He's played over 71 games. I think it's like 5-6 years in a row.
Yeah, no, he, to his credit, he definitely beat it.
And I'll never forget last year when the Bucks got bounced in the first round, pointing to their rebounding numbers. And I don't think it's a coincidence Lopez got there. And, of course, Giannis improved. But they went from last to, were they first this year in rebounding?
Up there, if not right. First.
And I think Lopez deserves a lot of credit there. That's why it's like, I get you want to stretch center to do what he was doing offensively, but I mean, Brook Lopez is a very smart player, and what he was doing for them on the glass, I don't know that that's, like, I get he was a minimum player, and he probably should have been more sought after this last offseason, but I don't know. I'd be like, that's why I think if you could bring back Brogdon and Middleton and Lopez, I'd rather have those three than any of those two plus Bledsoe.
I mean, again, I don't disagree, but, like, looking at it now, it's like Bledsoe's $15 million next year. Like, that's, it's really not that bad.
No, like, but if you can give five of that to, I don't know what Lopez is going to be looking for.
I was going to say, that's the thing, because he might just, like, he might get, like, the Trevor Ariza, where somebody's, like, 1 year,
right.
$12 million, and at that point, it's like, we just can't do that. I do think, like, if it's reasonable, yeah, he's like, yeah, can we do, like, 1 year, I don't know, $8 million or something, then yeah, I'd keep him.
What if Philly's just like, hey, we can't lose the minutes and Embiid sits. You're just going to be our backup. You're going to play like 20 minutes a game. Here's basically the JJ contract we gave JJ last offseason.
How much was that? Like 13, 12, 13?
Something like that.
I let him walk, honestly.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm thinking from Lopez. I'm not even thinking like matching.
Oh, no, for sure. He'll definitely have his suitors this summer. Fucking Lakers, where they should have just kept him.
I don't completely fault the Lakers. They were trying to make sure they had as much money as possible. I start faulting them when they sign, like, everyone else they signed after
LeBron. Like, that's the whole thing. If you're giving somebody money away, you might as well give it to Brook Lopez. But I'm looking – yeah, like, like Mirotic, that's 12 probably out the door. Teletovic, that's 10 off. If they get off Snell, that's 11 off. But I think Middleton's is going to be the thing, because Middleton's about to, it's like $35 million a year.
And he's the one who absolutely should be, I mean, everyone should be looking to get that money. But I think he's, if he just sits back and watches either the Knicks or Lakers or Clippers or Nets just strike out, like he should be like, all right.
He'll have Dallas, like he'll have plenty.
Ooh, I kind of love him in Dallas.
No, it'd be, that's what I'm saying. He, I'd love him. I think he'd play great off LeBron. Like, he'd just do the same thing he does off Giannis.
Right.
If he was like the third to somebody. But, yeah, he'd kill in Dallas. I think the one is Brogdon, because I think somebody's going to max him in restricted free agency, and that's what's going to be, like, the Otto Porter contract, where it's like Brogdon is really good at, but it's like we can't pay him. I think it's like four for, like, 104 or something. It's like 20, like that's why it's like if they can't get something done early, and somebody, like, again, a lot of teams have, I think Dallas should sign Brogdon. Like, I think Atlanta should sign Brogdon. I think the Suns should sign, anybody with cap space should. But the Bucks are going to have to be like, we're either losing like a 50-40-90 guy that can defend multiple positions, or he's making the same money as Giannis.
Who do you think actually stays in Milwaukee?
I think Middleton is definitely looking to get paid, but I think he'll definitely give Milwaukee like first crack at it. Or at the very least, like, I saw something with the owner was like, he thinks he likes it enough to stay, but not enough to give us like a sizable discount. Which,
right.
Fair is fair. But he's also younger than I thought. I think he's 27. I was thinking he was like 29. So, like, 4 years for him, or even if he wants five, they might could get five for him for, like, a lower number. That might be the best. Because, like, this is our core. Like, for either 4 or 5 years, this is our core. So, then if you could get Hill to restructure at a decent number. Mirotic, that's $20 million away. You get Snell. You've still got Ilyasova for $7 million. You could get off that if you wanted to. And then you've got, like, DJ Wilson to fill out your bench, DiVincenzo. You still got Pat Connaughton. You still got Sterling Brown.
I think they're going to look drastically different.
See, the reason I wish they would have signed people earlier, it's like I think they could get in the mix for AD. Like, it's just the random play. They just don't have enough signed to do it right now.
Right. And that would be definitely worth the risk, because you're going to have Giannis and AD for at least a year.
That's what I'm saying, 100%. So it's like you, like, if they had already locked up, I don't know, Brogdon or Middleton or something, then maybe they can get something to start. But now that I just don't think they have the Giannis for AD, straight up.
People are talking about it.
Giannis and Zion, good God. And Drew Holiday. My Lord.
Yeah. I saw some people mad at Giannis for leaving his press conference in, like, the middle of a question. Do you care about that? I didn't care.
Nah, I don't care. It's one of those things. Like, I saw it was Malika Andrews asked the question, because she tweeted the story about if they had made the finals, maybe he's likely to stay. And I don't know, people, I mean, I know why people are going at her, but that's not her fault. She did, I don't think she made that up, for one.
No.
And two, if she didn't report it, Woj or Shams or somebody was going to report it. Like, the question she asked, like, I didn't think it was, like, a particularly bad question. Like, I didn't think it was, she was asking it to Middleton, right?
I don't remember.
I'm trying to.
I didn't even take it as Giannis necessarily, because it wasn't. You're right. It wasn't like a bad question.
Yeah, like, I don't think she wouldn't, like, try. She wouldn't ask him where he was moving to, or why wouldn't he sign the max. She wasn't trying to bait him.
Right. It felt more like Giannis was just like they could have been like, Giannis, nice shirt, and he just would have left. Like, it did felt like he had just, like, was overwhelmed with losing. Like, I didn't take it as like, oh, he's showing up. Showing up the league, or thinks he's too good for this, or he's being like a smug kid. Like, I just thought he was like, yeah, I just lost the biggest game of my life. Like, I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah, that's the, because another thing, like, you think Giannis knows she tweeted that story? Come on.
No. Like, yeah, who told her? So,
like, he, I've seen, like, they've done stuff. Like, I think he knows who she is, so I think it's probably no beef. But I saw people saying, like, when Middleton nodded at him, Giannis took it as he could leave. I was like, I don't, Giannis has been in the league, what, 6 years now? Like, Giannis knows how to do press conference. You know what I'm saying? He's a grown man. He knows how to.
Although Middleton did look like he even threw up like a little shrug.
Oh, no, he was. I think he was confused for sure. But again, nobody expected Giannis to walk out like that. So Giannis, no. Or Chris Middleton just had the camera on him. But it's a non-factor to me. That's what I want. Like, Embiid, like, boohooing. Giannis fucking pissed. Good.
Yeah, Giannis pissed is terrifying.
Yeah, like, that's good. If he's up there cracking jokes, like Dwight Howard, yeah, they would have loved that. It's just a game. I have to. All you guys are poor.
I don't know what Giannis is going to do next year, but it's going to be terrifying.
We won't get into that.
What were you going to say?
It's not important.
All right.
But I will say this. He was 1-for-5 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, no, it was a bad showing.
And it's one of those things like his guards didn't hit shots, but it's one of those, he's got to, like, they put their best player on him and it wiped him out. That's his counter. That was the punch in the mouth. And they got punched 4 straight times. Real hard.
Yeah, I mean, Reggie Miller was furious that Giannis passed up one. He got the ball in, like, the high post. He took, like, one dribble to his right and picked it up, and he looked to pass it to someone on the left block. I can't remember if it was Lopez or someone else, and Siakam just stepped in front of it and picked it off, and Reggie Miller was irate that a star player wouldn't be looking for his own shot there, and he's being too passive. And
all right.
I mean, he's not completely wrong. Like, I don't think it's a good idea to just take one dribble and put up a Kobe type shot with someone in your face, but it, like you said, he was 1-for-5. Like, that feels like too few shots. Like, try and be a little bit more assertive.
Yeah, well, I will say that, like, this series, for whatever reason, he wasn't hitting free throws, and I do wonder if that was, like, in his head. Like, this season, I think he was, what, like, 70? Yeah, this regular season, he was 73%.
Yep.
Pistons, he was 61%. Celtics, 69%. And this series, 56%. So I do wonder if that was in his head. Like, if I get there, am I even going to make, like, I don't, like, this is first conference finals, man. It happens.
Yeah, I see a lot of people quick to, like, worry about Giannis. He's 24. It's hard for me to be too worried about the guy who probably just won MVP.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried at all. That's why I still be fake hate listening to Simmons, man. It just, like, I think that's, like, it's not just him, I'll say. It's, like, they're like, these guys, like, Embiid is 25 years old. He's got to grow up. Well, Giannis is 24, and this is his first time. which side is it? Like, if we've learned anything, these guys don't look anything at 24 like they did, or they were at 29. How have we not learned that yet? Look at Steph at 24 and 29. Look at KD. Look at Harden. That's what, like, Simmons is so low on Booker. That's what it was. He was like, did his college team win? I was like, yeah, it was because Booker. That's what it was. Our ninth man. The 16-year-old.
It's also like they lost one game. Like, what?
Yeah, because that guy's a loser. He's like, do you see Devin Booker ever playing in a playoff game? It's like, he's 22, man. Like, he's 22 and guys are playing longer than ever. Like, what? Like, I don't understand how you could say that about anybody. Like, not even just Booker. Anybody.
Right. If I could see if you wanted to make it much smaller, like, will he ever win a playoff game in Phoenix? Like, I think that's a question just because of how inept Phoenix is. Like,
for
that's
sure, not even 100%.
But, like, will he ever participate in the postseason? Like, he's not fucking Dan Marino. Like, yeah, he's like, gonna
like, come on, man. And it's, I don't know. That's what's going to, maybe it's better Giannis went out earlier. Like, if he went out in the finals, it felt like it, I feel like the pressure would really be on for him to sign this.
No, listen, if I know anything, losing in the Eastern Conference Finals does not prompt future success, especially in the next year.
That's like, do you think that, nah, we'll get to that.
Quit pump faking questions, brothers.
Now, do you think this, like, affected, like, because I don't even think he's there yet. Like, do you think that this affected his free? I don't think he's, I think he's just like, I'm pit, like, I need to work on whatever I need to work on, like, whatever I'm coming back next season with.
These stories came out, and whether or not people want to believe it more for the player I'm about to name, that they certainly can, but these exact stories came out minutes after the Celtics got eliminated with, like, Kyrie. And like, everyone on the fucking, anyone who's about to be a free agent, or, like, if next year we're just going to do Durant and Kyrie all over again with Giannis and whoever the fuck, and Anthony, well, I know we're going to do with Anthony Davis, but if we're going to do the same thing we just did with Kyrie and Anthony Davis, it's going to affect how much I actually enjoy giving a shit about the NBA.
I mean, I think that's the hope. Like, hopefully we get some of these Band-Aids pulled off, like, this year. Like, it sounded like we're getting major movement.
Miss. I'm furious. Yeah, no, I do think it's going to be a very different looking NBA come like the 5th of July.
Yeah, I do wonder if it's like a... okay, Warriors win the finals without Durant. What if Durant goes to Milwaukee, is he hated or... is he like hitching his train to another wagon? Like, is he just like, you're just doing it again with Giannis this time?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what would happen.
Yeah. He got to go to a team that was like 500 the year before.
No, that's why, like, the Knicks truly make a lot of sense. Even the Clippers, yeah. I think people are going to be like, oh, you saw how tough they played him in the first round. Like, I guarantee you we get that take.
Oh, 100%. I would say I changed my Kemba take, too.
To what?
I would sign him to the Supermax.
If you're Charlotte or if you're him?
No, if I'm Charlotte, because before I was like, I think they have to just let him walk and just start over. Now, I think, like, this is the only chip they have to offer him. I would, like, I think it's 5 years, 220. This is after he just made, I think, $12 million a year for 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if he thinks about it like that, but he's a smaller guard. Isaiah Thomas is, like, you know what I'm saying? One bad injury. And I think he genuinely wants to do it in Charlotte.
I agree.
Like, I could see him taking the 5-190, but not the 210 or whatever it is. But I would offer it. I don't, because if you lose him, like, tanking, that it's not even tanking anymore. They changed the odds. They did this before and got MKG.
Right.
And now it's like, if you keep Kemba, maybe you have another 11 seed and you jump up in the top four like the Lakers. So I would, like, would you sign him or would you let him walk?
I'm always a big precedent guy. And I think rewarding your own players is beneficial long term.
Mm.
And I mean, we had it reported earlier this year, Anthony Davis Sr., a man who was made up out of thin air, pointed to...
Oh, no, can confirm he's been on the scene since day one.
He pointed to Ainge's, how quickly he is to turn over a roster as a negative. And I think if you are going to be the type of GM who's always moving players, I think you can't complain when players are like, yeah, no, I'd rather stability.
Yeah, that's part of the game. And part of the wheeling dealing lifestyle.
No, absolutely. And that's why I do think Masai, I've basically just been, I'm not driving the Masai bandwagon. I'm on it. I know other people have been driving it longer.
Yeah,
I'm on it.
Phenomenal.
But I right now I definitely have like the loudest vuvuzela, because I don't think he's getting enough. Of course, people aren't going to give him full credit until he wins a championship, and I get that. But the risk he took to fire coach of the year and replace him, and also trade at the franchise all-time leading point scorer, and then Valanciunas, who was a massive fan favorite.
Mm.
All those moves worked, and they don't always work, and it can be the difference between a guy like Kawhi being like, oh no, I have a GM who knows the right move to make and when to make it, versus, oh, this guy's got no loyalty. He doesn't even know. He's just trading. He always thinks there's a shinier toy on the on the playground. And so it's my long-winded answer of saying I would get why Charlotte would want to bring him back. I can't think of the Charlotte Hornets. Like, I think of Larry Johnson. I think of Muggsy Bogues. And Kemba's probably, like, in that top five.
I feel like he might not, because we're talking about Alonzo Mourning. Alonzo Mourning played 3 years in Charlotte.
Right.
Like, he's a Heat guy.
I agree. So,
like, the thing is, if Kemba goes anywhere else, it's 4-140. If he gets the Supermax, it's 5-221. Like, that's it's $81 million.
Yes,
that's
Kemba's
already number one. Gerald Wallace, number two.
I guess my thing would be like, 180 is still $40 million more than 140.
Right.
I don't want to like shortchange my guy, but I also would hope my guy isn't completely asinine to the fact that, look, we're already mediocre, like at best. We can't get any better if we can't have this last like $40 million off the top of your deal to try and get you someone else here.
Listen, whose fault is this? Because when I was making $12 million, you know what I'm saying? I gave you a chance to build around me, and you choose to give, he'd make $40 million next year. Next year, Batum and Biombo combined will make $42 million. So is the issue Kimba's $40 million or they're like that's why I think they should offer, and that's why I wouldn't say only think about the money, but 80, that's a lot of scratch, man.
It is, and
I know I think he wants to stay. Like that, I think that's the
I agree. I also don't know, like, I'm not going to blame Charlotte for taking a crack on Batum. I was high on Batum when he signed that deal. Is it too much money? Is it fucking them over now? Yeah, absolutely. I don't think that, like, for a city that's, or for a franchise rather, that's rarely been able to get even Batum caliber free agents in the door, I don't hate them taking that risk. It didn't work, but I don't hate them, like, taking that crack.
Nah, I hate them taking that crack.
Biombo's indefensible.
Well, that's they didn't sign, they signed.
Oh, they acquired him.
Yeah. See, that's the, like, it was like keeping Zeller and whoever they traded for Biombo. Like, that's the, it was like turning down all the picks to take Frank. It was like taking Malik and, to a lesser extent, Bridges, and like not really even seeing what you have with these guys. So, that's why I was like, okay, we're going to, like, If they pay him this money, they're going to be in the luxury tax. So if I'm Kemba, I'm like, okay, let's see if you're really ready to win. Are you going to pay the luxury tax for a terrible team to show me you're ready to win? Because we're going to be terrible regardless. And they could tank next year and end up with the sixth pick. And again, we saw it in Charlotte. If there's Charlotte stuff, it's Kemba. He's like on the front of the stadium. Like, he's their guy. He does a lot of community stuff. I think he wants to do it there. That's why it's like, I want to do it here. And $80 million? Now, if he wants to take less, I would just say do it for you, not for them. Like, don't worry about their
Also just bring up the Brady deal. If they're not going to bring it up, you bring it up.
Well, who is Kemba Jordan guy? He's got to be, right?
Yeah, he is.
I was going to say, damn the Hornets stock. Give me some of that Jordan stock, old man.
Yeah. Jordan's like, no.
But either way, man, like 5-220 ain't enough. That's a lot of scratch.
It's not bad.
And it's also, he's durable. He's good. He's getting better. I just think it's a thing. Like, he made 113. That's not Supermax. If that's Supermax, no. Then what? It feels like it defeats the purpose. But that's not his fault. He should capitalize.
Oh, absolutely.
But, yeah, I think I would offer it. And if he wants to, I think he's got enough goodwill that if he leaves, people will him, they'll just understand.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to be mad at Kemba. He could join the Warriors.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, mad at Kemba. Yeah, like, whatever he does, I think he's built up enough goodwill. But I'd take it, man.
Now, it was reported yesterday by the New York Post that the Brooklyn Nets, they've figured out a plan for themselves.
All right.
Where they're going to play D'Angelo Russell and Kyrie Irving together.
Okay.
Thoughts?
I mean, I see the vision. I don't hate it.
Do you think it would work?
What is work? Like, what? I think they'd make the playoffs. I think they'd be fun to watch.
I don't disagree with either of those.
Yeah, so I'm not sure how that team would, like, I think defensively in a playoff setting, they could be exposed. I think both those guys take a lot worse shots than they should be taking, which I think could make for a muck it up offense, but I also think they're smart enough and young enough to figure it out. And if they're willing to do it together, I would do it.
I think there would be nights where they would both be dominant, and then there'd be nights where they'd both be hurt, and then there'd be nights where they're both just off. And I don't think there's any way that they can fix that.
Is it something you want to fix, though? Like, because when those guys are both on, they're going on, like, with anybody in the league. Like, that's what you're...
Definitely.
Like, it's what you see now in the playoffs. Like, it was I don't even know what the interview was from, but it was Bob Myers talking about the difference between the regular season and postseason. Did you see that?
No.
He was basically just saying, he was like, he said it's two different sports. And he's like, and teams that are used to both prepare for them differently because they're two different sports. It's like 2 feet of space in the regular season was 2 inches because people figured, like, if I just stand there and you can't dribble, because we've scouted that all year, we know you can't dribble with your left, we're going to make you do it every single time. And it's like, that's why I think the Raptors are still cooking.
Yeah.
And God, I forgot what I was going to say because I'm looking at the Hornets salary cap. And it's just, it's offensive.
D'Angelo and Kyrie.
What, yeah. But I would do it. Like, we're seeing, it is somewhat funny to say, like, the last 2 minutes, but that's kind of what you see. Like, in the playoffs, it comes down to, can you create a shot for yourself and for others consistently? And if you have two guys can do that, like, I wish the Suns would have went Doncic Booker for the same exact reason. Like, I get the defensive issues. I get if they're hot, they're cold. Like, I get all that. But the point of this is, at your peak, what are you going to do?
I guess where I would have a question is Kyrie D'Angelo better than Lillard McCollum?
I guess it depends on really how you feel about D'Angelo. Because
it's basically D'Angelo versus McCollum versus Kyrie versus Lillard.
I mean, it's however you rank. Like, I would have Lillard 1, then Kyrie 2, but I think McCollum D'Angelo is interesting because I think it depends a lot on what D'Angelo gets this summer. Like, I don't know how old was McCollum when he entered the league?
Old.
Did he play 3 years or two?
I think it was two.
Let's see. Yeah, like, his rookie year, he was 22. D'Angelo might be 22 now.
He was at Lehigh
now?
Four.
Huh?
He was at Lehigh from 09 through 13.
Damn, I thought he did. Yeah, like, D'Angelo just turned 23.
Yeah.
And made an all-star game. So in that sense, it's like, okay, if I'm betting on again, because D'Angelo at 23, I don't think it's going to look the same at 28. So if they're willing to, if they're both willing to do it, I would do it.
I guess I just don't know why I wouldn't try and go all in with like Jimmy or someone who at least brings a different skill set.
But that, like, that's the, it's strengthening your strength. Because it's like, okay, like you saw what happened with the Celtics. Like when it came down to it, Kyrie was the best at creating a shot. When he couldn't, the offense stalled. If it's definitely, like, you can't do that because at the very least, you can also mix them up. Like Harden and Paul. Harden and Paul work.
Yeah.
So, like, I think two, like, it's what I thought Kyrie, or I thought the Suns should have traded for Kyrie then. Like, I get all the things about, like, the fit, the defensive issues, all that. I'm just willing to bet on the talent. And if these two all-stars are willing to both do it, I sign them both, 100%. Because I know I've got Jared Allen for some rim protection. I know I've got, like, LeVert, Dinwiddie. We're always going to have, like, multiple ball handlers on the court.
Yeah.
And that's, I feel like that's something that, like, to the Bob Myers thing, it's like, yeah, that was another thing. He was like, when you get it and you can pass a little bit, but it's also like, we're going to make you pass with your offhand. Can you do that? If not, you're not a factor.
Right.
And it's just like, they just take away things one by one. And it's the guys who can just adapt the most. So if I know if I've got those two guys at the end of an offense, or even like to space off each other, both of those guys are great shooters, then I 100%. I would rather, I'd sign Kyrie over Butler if I were them.
That's interesting.
I don't know about buckets, man.
Listen, I'm with you. It's just more, like in the playoffs, Portland was getting torched defensively. And of course, it would have helped if Nurkic was healthy and right. He would have defended the rim like Jared Allen would in this hypothetical.
I was going to say, that's why I can't, like this is the first year I feel like they really had that, like that option. Because they had a great defense. Or I would say a really good defense during the regular season and good in the playoffs without their probably their most important piece. But yeah, that goes to the I'm sorry.
I was going to say I don't disagree.
Yeah, it just goes to the thing like Amino and Harkless, like they're 3-and-D in the regular season, but okay, if you can't create and you're just missing shots, we just don't have to guard you.
Right.
So it turns into that mucks up things for CJ and Dame, like regardless of their type, their style of game. So it's like, I don't think Portland has the perfect fit around them. That's why I'd be like, okay, can we've already got like better, like Caris LeVert's better than any, he'd be the instantly third best player on the Blazers.
Yeah, he's like a souped up Evan Turner.
Like I'm really trying to, I would even probably like his fit, but ooh, I wonder if they get a LeVert from a column trade. And you're just McCollum is your Kyrie, but I mean, unless you've already got like a deal with Kyrie,
they may.
Yeah, but again, like this backcourt, they got rolled, but they made the conference finals in a brutal conference. So if that's
no, they absolutely did.
Yeah, so if I know I've already got that and Jared Allen and Joe for shooting and Spencer Dinwiddie off the bench. And LeVert coming, borderline all-star coming back. And we finally got our own picks back. I'd do it 100%.
I think LeVert coming back and with how he also likes the ball in his hands too. Like, at what point do they have too many guys like that need the ball?
I was going to say, I do think at that point they would have to make a move.
Right.
I'm not sure who. Let's see here. Yuck, they got Alan Crabb next year for another $18 million. Pay Kimba whatever, dude. So they've got Joe next year. They're still paying Deron Williams. Kimba, please get your money, man.
That's insane.
Yeah, but Jared Allen's cheap next year. Okay, they got another year of LeVert cheap. That's interesting. Because I do think if you get him and Kyrie, one of Dinwiddie and LeVert will have to go. And I think LeVert could probably bring you back a pretty good haul.
I agree. I just don't know. Like, obviously Kyrie's better than LeVert, but I don't know that he's the one I'm trying to move on from.
Okay, then trade Dinwiddie.
They just re-signed him during the last season. I don't know when they can trade him because the NBA has all those rules.
I think they can because they signed him so – it's like 60 days, and he signed like
– Oh, is it that early?
Yeah, so he's –
It's irrelevant then.
Yeah, because I remember – I think he was eligible at the trade deadline, if I'm not mistaken. But they've got – they've got so much money coming off. Like, I don't know if you can have that. I do think if you get rid of one of LeVert and Dinwiddie, and maybe it's Dinwiddie. It feels like, can we have too many, like Harden, Westbrook, Durant? Can we have too many guys with that are really good with the ball in their hand?
No, for sure. There are just times, and I definitely saw it during this fucking shitty ass Celtics team where, when it's going bad, everyone just is like, all right, I'm gonna be a one-on-one guy.
That's what they saw Kyrie do, because yuck.
Right, I'm not sure Brooklyn wouldn't fall victim to the same thing.
Oh, nah, they know better, because they saw that dumb shit didn't work in Boston. They get like they have a culture. I don't know what Brad Stevens is running that clown show.
But that's Brooklyn Net basketball, Jeff Van Gundy.
Yeah, like it's like the Vert came back off the bench. Dinwiddie like was playing some of the best ball of his life. Agreed to come off the bench. Like, LeVert had to learn how to play off D'Angelo. D'Angelo had to learn how to play off LeVert. Like, I really think it's I think it's enough to go around, man.
It's certainly possible. I don't know. Would you rather have Kyrie in there or give less money to Tobias Harris?
How much less?
I
forget, it's probably like 4 for 140. I forget, he wants the full max. So if he wants that, what's Harris want?
Like 400. He'll probably get more, but I'm just trying to think of 4 110 maybe.
I think I'd go Kyrie. I'm just getting to, like, I just think he's a better player.
No, he definitely is.
Yeah, so it's like I just want, to a certain extent, like, again, we're seeing positionless basketball. So if you can defend, like hold your own defensively. And again, there was a time nobody thought Kyrie would be as good defensively as he was this season.
Definitely.
So again, if D'Angelo Russell is a plus defender or a solid defender at the very least in a couple years, like I'm fine with that. So I'm trying to think. Like, clearly Kawhi and Durant I prefer over him. But I like that fit.
That's interesting.
I think Butler's the one I wouldn't.
Well, he's going to the Lakers. LeBron put in the call.
Okay. I feel like they were so close, man.
Were they?
No, I mean, like, because I think the whole, it was like, they should trade for Bradley Beal right now and just sign Anthony Davis. I think that should be their three.
Give it to me one more time. I saw a dog playing basketball.
Did he shoot?
He's playing pool basketball. He's a pretty good guy.
No, I said I think the Lakers, what they were going to trade for AD, I think they should trade it for Bradley Beal. And just wait to sign AD. Like, if it's that much in the bag, and, I mean, I don't know what I've heard, like, the owner said that no way they'll trade with the Lakers. They said that's not true. I have no idea. But if it's that much in the bag, like Kyrie to the Clippers or Durant to New York or whatever, that I would just trade, like, and that's our three.
It's a pretty good three.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like they play well off of each other. I don't think they'd have to change their game. If you trade for, like, what do you think it'd take for Beal right now? Like, you think it's like Ingram? Or, I'm trying to see that they like that four pick. They can really get in the mix.
Yeah, I think it's like 4 Ingram and like Kuzma or Hart.
Okay, yeah, so 4. Yeah, say 4 Ingram and Kuzma for Bradley Beal. So Washington would have. Actually, they might. It probably depend on who was at 4. It's one of those like, okay, they're really high on Jarrett Culver. Or they're really high on somebody. Like, if he was still there, I'm trying, like Garland or whoever.
I think the NBA is higher on who's it for than me, especially the Wizards, than me and you right here right now.
As far what you mean?
Like, I think the NBA is much higher on Barrett than you and I are. I'm sure a team like the Wizards would be like, oh, we'll just take Cam Reddish. That's essentially Bradley Beal. So I think the four pick has, like, I don't think they need to see who's on the board. I think they would just take that.
I don't hate it because it would be basically, okay, we're going to walls out this year. We're going to let Ingram and Reddish run. Like, that's why I was thinking, like a point guard maybe. But who knows? But who, like, whoever, Kobe White, Reddit, Hunter, whoever. And Ingram, you tank that year, then get Wall back and make the finals. The Lakers have, they would have Bill, they would still have Lonzo, they still have Josh Hart. And then you just wait and sign Anthony Davis.
I do agree they should sign Anthony Davis.
I don't think I get any smoke there. But, like, that, like, once you, like, I agree they should have went all in, offered everything to get him. It just sounded like he just wasn't going to, Dell Demps just wasn't trading him there. So now I feel like it's, can we just wait? Like, because, again, like, I want to wait and see, at the very least, what happens this summer. Like, if they run back the same exact team and LeBron just stays healthy, they make the playoffs. If Lonzo just stays healthy, they probably make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So if it's any one of those, so at the very worst, I'd be like, okay, like, can we just run it back? The trade, like, people are so hesitant, like, a trade is going to happen. It's already happened. We traded for Bill. And on Washington's side, they don't have to decide to pay Bill $50 million in, like, 2 years.
Right. Yeah, Beal wouldn't surprise me getting moved this offseason. Conley, I think Conley is getting traded, not even necessarily to Celtics, but I've already seen a lot of, like, Conley to the Heat rumors, which I don't fully understand.
I think I've heard Pacers and Jazz, and I can see both.
Yeah. I think he's getting moved. I'm trying to think who else. I do think we're going to get, like, everyone's pumped up for free agency. I think we're going to get, like, a hefty trade market, too.
I hope so. Like, the Hawks are pretty much set, like, they're trading one of those picks.
Right.
I said they should trade one for Sabonis.
That'd be interesting.
Like, if they said 10 for Sabonis, like, do you think both sides do that? Or do you think, like, what does each side say?
I think the Hawks are doing a second. I don't know that the Pacers should.
I mean, you're turning your backup center into a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
Like, or if they want 8, like, I always have 8 and 10. If they say, like, take which, like, of course they're going to want 8. Like, I wouldn't haggle over that, but, like, 8 for Sabonis. And I don't, it's like they got, like, killed in the playoffs last 2 years when those two were on the court. So if you take, like, a top 10 guy, and the Pacers, like, hit on draft picks.
Well, TJ Leaf, but other than that, yes, they do.
Hey, listen, if TJ Leaf just starts playing like 20 minutes a game next season and he's decent, would it surprise you? It wouldn't, because that's what the Pacers have done.
It would still surprise me a little, but no, the fact that they, like, if Aaron Holiday next year is, like, just, like, in sixth man of the year contention, that wouldn't surprise me.
You say that would not?
Not, right. I was making your TJ Leaf point, but for Aaron Holiday instead.
I get, like, it's when it was like Turner, I'm looking back, Solomon Hill, he wasn't bad. Like, somebody else overpaid him because he was so good. Like, Miles Plumlee, he could play before that. Paul George and Lance in the same draft. Like, they just, and, like, Kevin Pritchard's good.
So yeah, I agree.
So if Leaf is just a decent role player next season, it wouldn't surprise me. So that's why, I think the Pacers should do some trading. Who else? I said the Wizards to do it for 9. Like, I would just trade 9 for Sabonis.
Okay.
For the same reason as the Hawks, basically. You're not going to get a center there that's better than him.
There's one who made
Bobo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, and I guess it depends on how you feel about Jackson Hayes.
Yeah, I've seen some people really high on him. I haven't really seen anyone low on him, but he went to Texas. That's alarming enough.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, Miles Turner's good. DJ Augustine's the man. Because I said Sabonis and their number 18 pick for Mike Conley. And if I'm Memphis, I'm just like, I've got like Sabonis, Jaren Jackson, and Ja Morant. Like, those are my three.
Yeah, I could see Memphis being interested in that if they liked a Sabonis Triple J fit together.
See, the thing, like, it's, they could run into the Miles Turner thing, but I think Jaren Jackson, I think he's just better at both than Miles Turner. Like, I think he's a better shooter, and I think he's going to be a better defender.
I think that's really close, because Turner, after a couple years of inconsistency, really put it together this year and was a monster.
He was 100%, and this year, like, that's what I'm saying, and Jaren Jackson looked competent as a rookie. So, like,
no, absolutely.
A couple of years, that's why I'm, and I think, like, Turner, he's a fine shooter. I think he's going to get a lot better, too. But that would be my bet. Like, I'd also be betting on Sabonis, because I think Sabonis is going to be nasty.
Real good.
I just don't know. It's just like a value thing. I said him to for like Kevin Love.
So Indiana's getting Kevin Love.
Yeah, Indiana gets Kevin Love, Sabonis, and like McDermott for contract. Like, you basically just, like, he's your cap space. Kevin Love is your cap space. And Cleveland's got Sexton, Sabonis, and whoever they pick number five.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I think there's, I also think, I don't know if they have like the contracts to line up, but I think Phoenix should be looking at Mike Conley too.
I think with Warren, they could
get close.
Yeah, I think they could get in. Let's see.
Like, if it's Warren and six or wherever the
Suns are picking. I don't even know. I don't think I'd do that, honestly.
For Conley?
Six is high. Like, if DeAndre Hunter's there, I don't think I do.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, they got Warren. Oh, Johnson from the Heat. They got, that's $19
million. Okay.
So that's your, yeah, that's your salary right there. And Josh Jackson, like, I don't, are people still high on Josh Jackson?
I can see Memphis being high on Josh Jackson.
Like, if it was Jackson and six, I think I'd do that for Conley.
Just to get rid of Josh Jackson.
Mm-hmm. But like the cost of six would be getting Conley, hitting like an actual adult in here.
I could see Memphis, if they just sat down Josh Jackson and kind of clockwork oranged him into just only watching Tony Allen defensive highlights and offensive highlights, because it's just him standing in a corner, not really making much of a fuss about anything. He'll never be Tony Allen, but I think that's the route he should try and pursue.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. It was like when he come out, it was like he could handle the, like, he's a point forward, and it's just not working out. Like, I don't think it's gonna happen in Phoenix. Doesn't mean it can't happen. That's why if I'm Memphis, it's really for six, because I'm like, okay, like Josh, he's the wild card. If he's something, cool. If he's not, who cares? But if I'm like, okay, we'll get Morant two, and then DeAndre Hunter, like that. Jaren Jackson, DeAndre Hunter, and Ja Morant. That's my three. Or whoever's that, Reddish, whoever. So I would do, yeah, I would do Jackson and six. Would you want Sabonis, Boston?
For what? Like the Kings pick?
Would it probably, like, two of those picks and, let me see. Two of those picks and Semi.
Semi?
That's right.
You know how to ask for the world.
That's right. Yeah, 14, 20, and semi, and basically he takes all the Marcus Morris and Baines minutes and becomes much better than those guys.
Listen, you know the Baines, like, plus minus.
Okay, like, bring him back. Okay.
Shit. No, for sure. Replacing Morris is interesting. That's probably long-term the better play.
Also short and moderate term. Like, I'm not using all those picks. You already got enough young guys. No, we sure are. I would, so if it's like, yeah, was it semi 14 and 20, and if I'm the Pacers, I'm just like, yeah, I just want another piece and just like more cracks at it. I just turn my backup center into just two more rolls of the dice, knowing that we usually draft well.
I think it's a very fair trade. Celtics probably come out winning that trade, but
that's why I don't know. I'd do it in a heartbeat if I was y'all.
No, I do too. I'm just having visions of Shemmy just carrying around Jason Tatum in a headlock in like a pivotal game six, like 3 years from now. And I'm just like, ah, boy.
Listen, anybody going to do that anyway.
Yeah, but it would hurt more if it were Shemmy. Imagine how strong he'll be in 3 years.
Lee's getting smaller. I did hear somebody.
Shemmy is not.
So you wouldn't do that?
No, I would. It's the smarter play. Gives you a guy who fucking might even start. And if he could learn from Horford a little bit, that's incredible.
He's never started like that. I would say he's never started to hit like Oklahoma City turned to a stretch four. It's not his game. He doesn't start in Indiana. He's fucking nasty.
He is.
That's why I think I understand why they have to trade him. And I don't, it's just kind of like a center. I don't know what kind of value they'll get for him. That's why I might just want like a couple cracks. Like, give me a player now, 14 and 20. And but I want Conley if I'm the Pacers. That's the one I want.
Now they're going to get Chris Paul. We've gone over this.
I feel like they could probably do both. They have a wild cap space.
They have so much cap space. I'm wondering if they want to bring home one of their lost sons.
Yeah, Conley,
the white one.
Oh no! I think would you do? I think it was a ringer. Tatum for Ben Simmons.
There's no answer I can give here that won't piss all sorts of people off.
Okay, so be honest.
It's interesting.
It is.
If we're bringing Kyrie back, no.
But just that's the Kyrie. That's the Kyrie contingency plan. Like if he's just in New York or Brooklyn or whatever,
right?
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, I mean, that's the move. You would do it.
I think it makes Simmons and Juice and Smart. Would be an absolute bear defensively.
I'd do it in a heartbeat if I'm young. A heartbeat. And that's not the, like, I've cooled a little on Tatum, but that's not to say he'll never, again, 2025, he's still got all the tools. But I do think, yeah, just Simmons next to Horford, basically.
Do I get to personally keep yelling at Ben Simmons till he shoots with his right hand?
That's on you. He's on your team, so,
Then, yeah, I'm going to have Simmons shooting like 45% from three in no time.
Yeah, oh boy, 41 and 41.
Yeah, no, I think.
I'd do it either way, honestly. Again, I'm just looking for the better talent, and I think Ben Simmons is and can be better than Jason Tatum. Understand that they can both be tremendous.
Yeah, I think that just falls on, because what, Simmons is a year older, 2 years older?
Think so. Like you had Simmons top number 10, right, in the league?
Yeah, no, I think Simmons was tremendous.
That's what I'm saying. I can't believe it was hesitant. Like, you can get a top 10.
No, I think it's Simmons, more.
Simmons turns 23 this summer.
And Tatum's 22 next, like, March or something.
And Tatum is, yeah, just turned 21. So 2 years difference, yeah. But, yeah.
It's,
I'd do it in a heartbeat if I was young.
I do think it relies on Kyrie because we saw. Granted, I think Stevens is a better coach than Brett Brown, but we saw Ben Simmons without the ball in his hand on offense. Like, we were stagnant enough on offense. And if we're not going to get him in the place to succeed, I think we'd be better at it. But I do think some of it is a mental block with him. But if Kyrie's going to leave, then yeah, I would be all in.
Yeah, that's the – I think that's how they brought it. It was like understanding that Kyrie's gone. And honestly, if you're Philly, I feel like it's pretty – like, what's the best you could get for Simmons?
Philly certainly cannot risk trading with the Celtics again.
Nah, listen, you think Elton Brand cares who he trades with? Those old Philly days are out the door.
You're not wrong, but boy, oh boy, if Simmons did just start, like, knocking down threes in Boston and Tatum just is, like, he's just, like, he doesn't get worse, but he doesn't get marginally better, that would be...
Yeah, but again, if Tatum is who he is and Simmons starts knocking, like, it could go both ways. Like, if he stays who he is, I mean... And Elton Brand is not going to care about that, I assure you. Like, legit, how could they... Like, I'm looking right now. If you're the Knicks, would you trade the 3 pick for Tatum?
If I'm the Knicks, yeah.
If you're the Celtics, would you take that?
No.
Would you do 2 for Tatum?
No.
And now I'm even wondering, like, I wonder what the – but if you're the Knicks, you do 3 for Simmons, right? In a heartbeat,
Definitely.
And so I do wonder, like, again, if they do that and everybody still loves R.J. Barrett and it's like, okay, he'll be our wing.
Yeah, listen, R.J.'s not afraid to fire that thing in the direction of the hoop, whether or not it goes in. Not my business.
Listen, him and Embiid, thick as thieves. But if it is, like, again, if people really are that high on him, it's like, okay, yeah, like, we're getting R.J. Barrett and we're keeping Butler or Harris or both. Like, we just want all wings and Embiid, like, whatever they want. And the Knicks are just like, we've got Ben Simmons. Because I'm looking at 4. The Lakers would do 4 for Ben Simmons, right? In a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, yeah, like, everybody else, I'm trying to think of, like, player-wise who could get it done. Because I do, like, Tatum doesn't feel like the best deal, but I'm trying to think of, like, better, like, one, if it's 1 for 1.
Yeah, 1 for 1, I'd be surprised if you could get much better. Siakam.
Anthony Davis, yeah. I think the Knicks should trade 3 for Simmons. That's my take.
I think the Sixers shouldn't do that.
What if they turn the 3 into, like, Beal?
Yeah, essentially trading Ben Simmons for Bradley Beal. Yeah, I think that's something worth investigating, looking into.
Maybe that's the move all along.
Yeah. And then when John Wall and Ben Simmons are playing side by side in 2 years, it's just going to be awful.
Listen, they'll never play side by side. So don't you fret.
We should do a lot more off-season stuff for the next show.
There'll be plenty of time.
Yeah, there sure will. But before we get going here, just a quick public service announcement. I know this will air after Memorial Day weekend, but there will be more barbecues, more cookouts, more public appearances for people throughout the summer. Mm-hmm. And I just want to tell everyone out there to make sure you don't get punched out of your own pants.
Yeah.
Don't let it happen.
I'd advise against it.
Mm-hmm. Strongly. This is my official endorsement to not get knocked out of your trousers, especially if the other person's known to record those type of things and put them on the internet.
People saying it's fake. It's like, I don't even care, man.
No. Baby's done enough where I'm not going to question the validity? Yeah, validity of those things.
Yeah, he's done way worse.
Recently.
Allegedly.
I don't think it is. I think it's just a thing we can say.
Allegedly at Walmart, yeah. Maybe, per se.
I mean, I tweeted this out last night, and I saw some people having a problem with it. I was like, DaBaby's got the same body as Nate Robinson. Why would you ever chirp someone like that? And people are like, Nate Robinson. Like, go ahead and fight Nate Robinson. See what happens.
Yeah, no, nobody's fighting Nate Robinson. Nobody's.
There's one person, and it's Percy Harvin.
But Percy Harvin fighting anybody?
Correct.
Well, no, he only fight people authority figures. So if Nate Robinson was coaching defensive backs, maybe.
He might.
Then he'll fight him.
But, yeah, any of those, like, well-bred pit bull-looking short guys, those aren't the ones to fight. The ones with the biggest chip in the world on their shoulder, not the way, and certainly don't antagonize them ahead of time. Like, that guy,
yeah.
I hope it was real, because that guy deserved a whooping.
Nah, you can't cry, you jumped if you asked for it.
Correct. You can't get the security guard involved.
Yeah, got him. Two times.
Yep. He got the shit kicked out of him by both those individuals. It's true.
Like, one of them was pulling his pants off because he was he went in to buy a belt. And I was like, wow. Didn't get the checkout, I see.
This story's got everything.
Yeah, no, the math checks out.
And if it is fake, Baby wrote a better conflict than Game of Thrones did in season 8. Wow.
I was like, either way, he's going to rap about it, so.
Sure will.
We all will.
He's a five-tool player.
Yeah, I think I'm seeing him this week. I'm very excited.
He's figured out, like, the memes, and he's just genuinely funny. Like, all of his videos have been funny. He's charismatic. He carries himself well. He's funny. He can troll, like when he threw out all that fake weed at Rolling Loud 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, people, man, that guy's phony. That guy's a big, fat phony.
And, I mean, he responded to that. He simply doesn't care, and he'll fight about it with no problem.
I like him because he's got, like, the Arthur Blank mustache. Like, the sharp, like, the real sharp.
Oh, yeah, like he's going to rob a train in the 1920s.
Yeah, like the pencil thin.
Oh, yeah. Like Mello.
Yeah, no, big fan.
Yeah, no, Baby on Baby. Go stream it on Apple Music now.
How tall is he? Like, I know he's not tall, but how tall is he?
5'5".
How tall would he have to be for you to fight him?
Like... I don't even know how to answer that question.
5'8". It says he's 5'8".
No chance.
You wouldn't fight him, or you don't think he's 5'8", or both?
I don't think he's 5'8".
I don't know.
His traps alone are like 5'9".
So you're saying the 5'8" is short?
No. I should have said that part after. I think he's like 5'7", maybe 5'6½", but his... Like, every time he performs and takes his shirt off, like, he reminds me of, like, a young 50, just, like, body stature.
Yeah, like
but,
a fullback.
Yeah. Yeah, he's Lorenzo Neal.
That's what I'm saying. So if he's 5'8", you wouldn't fight him, right?
I need him to be, like, 6'1", and had been 6'1 since he was, like, 13, so he doesn't have, like, all that the hatred in the world in his heart.
Listen, you're not going to get that, it don't matter what age, you're not going to get that hatred out.
No, but some of his hatred comes from his stature. That's as clear as day.
But it would have been something else.
Yeah, probably.
You think he was just going to be like, well, I'm 6 foot, everything is great.
I think some things would have been better.
You think he knows this? This guy's rich. He's knocking taller men out of their pants.
Smooth out of their pants.
Yeah, so, no.
And listen, the shorter he gets, like, I wouldn't fight Zah. Zah's like fighting a rock.
That's what I'm saying. But if he's sick, the bigger he is, because if he's 6'1", he's like 245.
Maybe. I mean, he could have been lazier. He doesn't feel the need to hit the gym as often as he does. Like, there's a lot of, you can't really tell where the domino effect goes.
What if he just wants to be a tank? Like, people like this don't just...
Listen, like, it's certainly possible. It's certainly possible. I get it.
You think about, like, how Twitter women think 5'11 is 6 feet? Because...
No, him being shorter, I think, is worse here.
He's barely taller than Nardwar, for reference.
I wouldn't want to fight Nardwar either. That guy knows all my insecurities. I haven't even told him yet.
Yeah, nah.
I watched, somehow this hadn't come across my desk, but Nardwar interviewed Cameron, and it was majestic.
Of course it was. Of course, duh.
Yeah, no, I mean, Nightwire doesn't miss, but it does really depend on if the guest is going to play along or if the guest is just completely oblivious to the joke like Cameron was.
Yeah, I can see Cameron not doing the jokey jokes.
Well, he was having a grand old time, but he was taking it like this was like every other interview Cameron's ever had. He was just answering questions in lockstep.
Yeah, this was my favorite song when I was 7, yeah.
Yeah, pretty good.
Thanks.
Yeah, he pulled out some crazy, like, Cameron did a rap for his, like, 5th grade graduation, and Nadwa called that out, and Cam was like, oh, you did your homework. Like, that's not homework. That's a crazy thing to know about a person. What are you talking about, Cameron?
Oh, my social security number. Oh, yeah, you're on one. Not bad. Well, next question.
It was great. It was like Drake did like an hour one with Nardwuar. If you think I'm watching that, get out of my fucking face.
Yeah, nah.
But yeah, would not fight Nardwuar.
I'm trying to find a picture of him next to Meg Thee Stallion. Now I'm just looking at pictures of Meg Thee Stallion.
I think the funniest tweet I've seen this year so far, at least the one that made me laugh the hardest, was you demanding she run you over with a vehicle.
She hasn't yet. That offer stands, Megan.
Yeah, and listen, she can ask Rihanna. Withers will withdraw an invitation.
I would say, yeah, this ain't I don't think this is evergreen.
Call her out.
I know you're listening, Megan.
She's never missed an episode.
Yeah, let's not play these games. I know that every time you talk about taking a man for every dollar he has, you're talking about me. Just say my name. Come on, we're grown.
That's yeah, not. post them on the ground.
That's man. Not. Let me see my children.
She's one of my early front runners for who won this year. She is on a goddamn tear.
Nah, she just it's not even summer yet, man.
Oh, I know. My other
front Let runner, me see my children.
My other front runner right now is Nudie.
I think he's got a win in the year in him. I don't think it's like not yet. Like it's building.
I can't stop playing his tape.
Listen, it's a great tape.
I think he's I mean, him and Cardi, on an unofficial release, they're atop the viral chart right now.
I'm saying, like, do they have a tape coming? Like, I need more.
Like I said, I think that was cut from, because it's produced by Pierre, at least what I read. So I think it was cut from that tape.
Right. Makes sense. Yeah.
Because I think it was on Complex, they said they couldn't get the sample cleared yet. Which has really been the death blow to a lot of tracks.
Yeah, I don't even know how that works anymore.
Me neither, but like maybe I said it on here or I texted it to you. I think this has song of the summer like potential.
I mean, we'll see. I challenge him to put out a tape and let me choose from several songs and pick the best one. I'll be honest.
This one. I mean, this one's a fucking. I listen to it. I just go back and forth between that and Sanguine Paradise these days. And Extendo.
I just listen to the Meg Thee Stallion intro and look at the cover.
With a cup full of drool.
A cup?
Well, it's many cups. You've jerry-rigged some sort of system that takes your other cup. It's like a pinwheel of sorts.
I'm like 97 pages deep.
I didn't like that Meg felt the need to attack Uzi and Cardi.
What'd she say?
I get her point, but pick someone I don't care for. She was saying if she was just making sounds like them too, she wouldn't have gotten... she wouldn't have blown up.
She's not wrong.
I think she could have done absolutely any ASMR. sort of cooking channel. I think she was going to blow up regardless. She's got one of those personalities. Her larger point, I do agree with.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, the larger point.
No, I get it. I get it. I just think she shouldn't sell herself short. She was going to be tremendous no matter what she put her mind to.
Oh, no, she knows. She's, like, open up, like, nursing homes and shit smart.
Oh, yeah.
But she's like, she's... I'm going to be a star at rap first, and then...
She's, if Mother Teresa had bars.
I say Mother Teresa was a bad person. Megan would never.
No, it's true. What an icon.
I'm thankful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's what's important to remember this Memorial Day.
Top two holiday.
She also may have flipped... She might have taken the name Megan back from Family Guy, who... only sewered that name for 15 years now.
So they had a firm grip.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't expect Houston's own to take it back.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, if she just flips it, this might be it's Giannis this year. We're just tipping. Nah, Giannis last year.
Yeah. Listen, she doesn't appear and disappear in crunch time. No. That's not Meg Thee Stallion, I know.
No.
Although, to be fair, Giannis doesn't want a ring yet. She hasn't run you over with a vehicle yet.
His season's over. Still plenty of time for her to run me over with that car. Plenty of time, Meg.
Listen, until she does it, I'll have questions.
She's run me over like a bulldozer.
Just flatten you to the cement.
It'd be great.
Listen, I just hope we get captured on video so everyone can see the smile on your face painted on the pavement.
He's about going out doing what he loves.
Yeah, it's not a tragedy. People don't like to talk about it.
Top two death. That put me right behind JFK.
Well, I'm pulling for you, pal.
Thank you.
Rest in peace, Tom.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Porter.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Bo. It was just the 1-year anniversary, I think, last week of of his passing.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Nipsey.
TMC.
Car Cares Fund Flint, smash that donation button, please and thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll see everyone later this week.
See ya.
I'm ballin' off the front, niggas like the front. You know I like the front. I kiss you like a punter. My young niggas like my niggas. I'm a head huncho, and I got no nacho. Eat nigga like tacos. My nigga the one he don't wanna get you in street. That 223, that's that MP, and that M16, infrared bang bang. Aim at your whole team, blow you like some steam. Wipe them out, they clean. Running from the cops, gotta keep my guard. When I see them cops, you know I have my glove. Middle finger 412, always on my gloves. Middle finger to the arm, we gon' pop at bar. Pop a body, drop a drop, cop a body, deuce. They be talking about it, but don't know who be doing it. These niggas be talking, they let me squeeze. Let me squeeze, XD, XD, let me squeeze. Yeah, Glock 17, 30 mean, 30. Yeah, hang up out that wet, bitch, please. Yeah, that's a walk or squeeze, yeah, leave him in the streets. Yeah, that's a cold cape, yeah, he that murder rate. Yeah, you know Charles did, all in the putt man. Play with the putt man, you know you getting spent. We don't talk that shit, we be back that shit. You gotta walk it, you gotta talk it, nigga be about it. All that talking, can I be talking, nigga gonna see about you. You don't wanna make news, that 5-5 crew. Put you in the dirt, you're 10 downs. Yeah, you say you're 10 toed, but you stand down. Okay, nigga 100 shots, I'm nigga man down. Okay, now they call my phone, tell me I stand down. Now I need some money, got my hand down. You got yourself in some shit, now you can't get out. Okay, you're running from the cops, gotta keep my guard. When I see them cops, you know I have my glove. Middle finger 412, always on my glove. Middle finger.
finger to the arm, we gon' pop it off. Hop up by the drop, cop up by the deuce. They be talking about it, but don't know who be doing it. These niggas be talking, hey, let me squeeze, let me squeeze. XD, XD, let me squeeze.
They tryna be crack, they tryna be crack. She wanted me cutty, that bitch is a baby. I'ma fuck these hoes, I'm on 730. Got in the pet like Kid Cudi, I smoked up like Kid Cudi. Shop and get the slugs from me, I'm with all this shit. We pull up with shit, we pull up with the, we pull up with sticks, we pull out the van, we pull up the shit. I pull out the nine, I pull out in bleach, I pull out the five, I pull out with six. I'm smoking out the pine, the bitch has up my dick, yeah. The bitch had a ride.
From the cops, gotta keep my gun. When I see them cops, you know I have my gloves. Middle finger fucked, yeah, always on my gloves. Middle finger to the arm, we gon' pop it off. Hop up by the drop, cop up by the deuce. They be talking about it, but don't know who be doing it. These niggas.